The following may not be true. Any and all illegal activities should be assumed to be the fabrications of trained improvisers and taken as entertainment. Any offensive views or opinions discussed are likely the result of an inability to process context and intention over predisposition, and are not endorsed by any current or potential sponsors. In these cases, it should be assumed that the offensive material is likely the result of an emotional masochism within the observer. We assure offended parties it is not necessary to contact us in thanks. It is our pleasure to fulfill your want and need. Should the offended still feel the need to contact us, please do so at unopenedemail@yahoo.com. Thank you, and enjoy. Life.
With guitar!
All right, here we are. Episode 992 BC. Keeping it regular, baby.
Know your rights.
Got some Reggies today. Regular dudes.
Number one, you have the right to free speech.
Andrew Ezot. Jared Helfer.
You're not dumb enough.
Corey.
Try it.
Henderson. That's right, guys. In the house. And they did a great job, man. I barely have to do any intro, you know? They filled up the space. We talked about a lot of boy stuff. I remember there was some fighting, some strippers, some food, some pranks. This is a good one. You're going to enjoy it. But before that, we must get to an unofficial sponsor. Today's show is not brought to you by Ham's Beer. If you've never had a Ham's Beer and you're thinking about trying it, I'd go straight to the source. But if you don't believe me, you can ask Corey Henderson. He had one on the show, and I'll tell you what his said. He said, tastes like a beer. And I tell you what, at 50 cents a can, it doesn't get much better than that, right? That's Ham's Beer. Ham spelled with two M's, because that doesn't taste like meat. So if you want a beer that's cheap and comes in a 30-pack and is named after meat, go no further than the land of blue waters, is what it says. The sky blue waters. That's right. Milwaukee, Wisconsin. They brew the hams, they send it to us, and we consume it. Send it right back to the ocean after that. You know what I mean? I think you do. Anyway, without further ado, let's get in to the panel segment.
What is this?
We are...
It says on it. Do I have to put these on?
Yeah, you definitely should put them on. You know how they work?
Yeah, who's wore these before?
Not that many people.
Did Johnny Smith wear these?
No, he said one of the other three.
All right,
three.
That's all I
need to know. Ezot's fucking got us on Instagram. Follow Andrew Ezot on what? On Instagram?
I don't know.
TikTok.
At TikTok. Ezotted. Yeah, exactly.
At TikTok.
Ezot Twerk.
Jeez, I don't even remember what episode this will probably be. 992, probably?
Jesus.
Heart China Twerk 420.
Yeah, this will probably be 992 BC. Yep, that's it. Everyone should say your own name. That way people know who you are.
Can we start?
And your voices. Yeah, we're going, buddy.
Oh, shit.
So, this is starting from my left.
I'm Andrew Ezot. How's everyone doing?
I'm a returning favorite, Jared Helfer.
Jared Helfer, well on his way to becoming our first unpaid regular. Yeah.
She's like, I'm watching a show.
She's like, I'm trying to pay attention to the fucking news because I care about the world.
Is it Fox, I hope?
Yeah.
Something like that.
It's 60 minutes. 60 minutes. Oh, yeah, like that's it. Her jam, like, man. It. That's her fucking jam. Oh, so do we get? We got Jared Helfer and then?
And Corey Henderson.
Corey Henderson.
The one and only.
One
the
and only. He's got very nice shoes. He doesn't like taking off.
I wish I could keep them on.
If you come to the Beef Honey Studios, you can't wear shoes. It's a thing.
Is this the Beef Honey Studios?
That's a production company. We're not sure it is yet.
Yeah, okay. It's a fucking cool. It's a shell company. Let's get on.
It is a shell company. Yeah.
I bet that is good.
What?
Tastes good.
Beef with honey? What wouldn't be? I mean, pork and honey.
Oh, baby.
You know what's so funny? I was, like a month ago, I was thinking today about it. Some guy told me, oh man, there's this fucking virus in China that the pigs are getting sick. It's terrible. And I'm like, I bet that guy don't give a shit about the pigs anymore at all. The funny thing happened to me today. So I ordered gaskets for my BB gun. Right? Like a rebuild kit?
We all do.
Who doesn't? I'm just saying, Daisy, 0.177 mil, no big deal.
I'm hoarding BB guns.
But either way, so it took them like a month to get here, right? So I assume they were shipped here from China, because that's classic Amazon, you know what I mean? So I put them in the microwave, and Cindy's like, dude, they'll melt. And I was like, no, they won't melt. And I was right, guys. They immediately caught on fire.
They didn't melt. I told you.
They did not melt.
They caught on fire.
You trying to kill this fucking coronavirus?
Yeah, that's exactly what I was trying to do. Because I was like, these things definitely came from China. Yeah. Well, why not microwave them? Because you microwave Tupperware, right? No big deal.
Yeah, but there's no way that you would do that with BBs.
Don't people say don't microwave?
They're not BBs. They're O-rings. I thought they were O-rings. The thing is there's no proof of what they were because they literally combust inside the microwave. The whole house fucking stunk a shit up.
You gotta get rid of that.
Burning rubber.
It was you gotta good. Get rid of that. I did that with a Hot Pocket one time in a dorm. And yeah. I put it on 1 minute, and I think it hit like 10 minutes, and I was just playing games or something, and I forgot.
Right?
It caught on fire. The whole room was filled with smoke.
Yeah.
And the whole, I don't know, 2-3 floors got evacuated, and they go, what happened? I have no...
It was a hot pocket.
Who knows? Who knows who did it? Who knows who did it? And then they immediately found that I did it.
Just like, it's weird.
Everyone was pissed.
You're like, weird. Yeah. It's really, really bad in your room. Yeah. Odd, right?
I don't know who did it. There's a singed Hot Pocket right
over
there.
It was a brick. Was it was a black brick. I didn't need it.
We were latchkey kids. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So, like, we were just trying to kill time before the internet. And I was like, oh, we got a microwave. We got a hot dog. Let's see what happens to a hot dog if you microwave for an hour. So I put the thing in the hot dog in the microwave, turned it on to an hour, and I went hiking. You know, I fucking went out in the forest or whatever.
Wow, dude. I come back not to have a house.
Yeah.
Come back to no house, the biggest campfire.
Thank God nothing caught on fire. It's just a microwave and a hot dog, right? But I'm telling you, dude, this thing was as hard as wood, and the whole house was fucked on smell for like a whole week. My parents were not happy. Like,
did they get rid of the microwave?
No, you have to.
We had to get rid of the microwave.
I think you can like boil baking soda water or some shit in there. I don't know. Either way.
Speaking of putting your hot dog into a microwave, how was your Valentine's Day?
How's my...
You son of a bitch.
Nailed it. We went and saw 1917. That's right. What an upbeat love story.
Jesus. The fuck is
Easy.
That?
Easy. It's the fucking...
World War One.
Yeah.
It's, oh, it was? I don't fucking know.
So the big catch for this movie is that the camera stays with the character the entire movie, so you only know what the character knows. You know what I mean?
Like a POV porn.
Yes.
Nice.
Like that, but not POV. Okay.
Yeah, like a creepy, someone shot. Creepy in a porn. Okay.
Right. But regardless, not that romantic. I will give it that. And Applebee's, so...
Oh, man, dude.
How about you, Corey Henderson? You got a lady to keep happy.
I didn't do anything.
You didn't do
nothing.
Anything.
Dude, did nothing. I go, what do you want? She goes, a dog. I go, not getting a dog.
Dog what? You're like, sorry, dog was not on the
not
table.
Not getting a dog. And then I said, you can get a tattoo, is what I said.
A tattoo?
A tattoo. So I was
like an actual tattoo?
Well, yeah. I was like, I'm not going to pay $1,500 for a dog. I'll pay $500 for a tattoo, I guess. Mm. So that's what I'm going to do.
What's the tattoo of?
No idea.
She's...
No, I just say, figure it out.
Do you get to pick location or anything?
I said, you're not going to do anything on your neck.
Mm,
or your
bad.
Face.
That's what I would have picked.
And I go, I'd prefer you not do anything on your hands, but, you know.
Tramp stamp's definitely on the table,
no, that's her body. If she wants to go ahead, and do that, I don't care.
Would you be down on tramp stamp? Would you be like, let's go to the pool?
Okay, I want to.
No, I don't care about any of that. No, she can do whatever she wants. I go.
Face tats are.
Yeah, I was just like, listen. Dude,
could
that's
you imagine?
Tasteful face tattoo is like an oxymoron, dude. There's no real.
What?
There's no real tasteful face tattoos. Oh my, wow.
Dude, Amber Rose put fucking her kid's name, what is it, Slash and Bash on her forehead. I'm like, yo. First of all,
dude.
Why are you talking about shit that guys have done to you? Second of all, like, it's so bizarre. And she, I mean, let's get real, she's good looking, but it's like.
She used to be homeless, I heard.
What? She used to be, bro.
She's actually homeless.
I wouldn't doubt it. She's like great. She was grade A stripper. I don't know what that means, but like she was like a very talented, you know, thing, and then just found her way into the movement.
Have you seen the recent stripper on a pole video that's been bouncing around
on
Instagram?
Oh my God, yeah.
She hits it hard.
Dude, and then props to her, she fucking just gets right
back
up.
Oh man,
doesn't
she's like,
a
it's
feet,
part of the
twerking
dance.
Again.
It's part of the dance.
Now, meanwhile, her jaw broken.
Dude, she's like,
she's like, the dance.
She just goes 10 feet up on a pole.
She's 15 feet in the air. She goes, this, bop, doesn't miss a beat. Da, 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 da. Worst part is, no one gave her tips.
No one gave her tips.
No, I would have made it rain, dude.
And there was another.
Need to. There's bills that need to be paid after that. Yeah.
Dude, she took a hard one to the chin.
Yeah,
from 15 feet on stage,
she broke
and then went straight into a twerk on the bounce.
Broke her jaw, busted like four of her teeth.
Dedicated to the craft.
No.
But that's why probably everyone was like, "Nah, we're not gonna tip her. She busted now.
Yeah, gross.
She won't even be able to give me a lap dance later. She's gonna limp out to the ambulance.
Get out of here.
No thanks, dude.
But that's that one was fucking crazy.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
I learned that recently that the pole turns.
Yes. Well, not all of them. Not all of them, but the places that really have the artists, the pole turns.
Yeah. I remember going like, yeah, that's... I didn't know how to feel about that.
It's good. You ever been to one?
You look at them like cheaters. Sure. You're like, we can't really do it.
Where I come in here for
you can tell the difference,
authenticity
though,
and truth.
Because you'll hear the squeaking when it doesn't.
Yeah.
You know, it's like a basketball game.
That's why they play the music.
But then when they spin, they're just like a goddamn gyro. You know what I mean?
Well, you see them wiping down the pole. You never see them like WD-40 on the pole. You know? You never see that.
That's right. You want to get a good grip. They're chalking up.
Yeah, when they do like the poses in the air and they like just are turning. I'm like, wow, that's so intricate.
Like, how do you do that?
Fucking core control.
It's really about appreciating the art form.
The free solo guy. He would make a great stripper.
Oh, man. He could probably do that flag thing where you stand out from your arms.
That would be amazing.
People would be throwing ones in his jock. I can tell you that right now.
Because you don't get any money from climbing a mountain.
I think American Ninja Warrior, where you strip throughout the entire thing, that'd be pretty fire.
That'd be amazing.
That's where he would be good at. Those people always win those, the rock climbers. Always.
Really?
Always, dude. Bodybuilders can't win them.
Yeah,
it's the people with the core strength, the hand.
The parkour guys always make the records for the stages, but the people who get to the end of the end of the end thing, they're always, it's just like you're saying, like French fucking rock climbers.
Yeah.
How do you think you'd do on American Ninja Warrior?
I'd hit the water for sure.
Immediately? Yeah. Just run right into the water.
I'd get cocky, and I'd be going way too fast, and I'd get in trouble, that's for sure. Or I'd get gassed out.
I trip first step and just cry for about 8 minutes.
But make sure that you don't fall in the water so you can just walk back and forth being like... Because they'll let you go still.
Seriously, my fucking... My fucking shin kills.
They edit it, but like half the audience leaves because...
You walk my ass.
You just start doing your act at the start. At the starting line.
I broke my dick. I swear to God. Start crying.
This is my big chance. I'm a ninja warrior.
Yeah. The true ninja warriors are...
There's a Pittsburgh guy who's a ninja warrior. He's got a gym. Like 20 minutes outside the city to the east, I think. Something like that. I would love to fucking go.
Dude, same.
You're an athletic parkour. Fella. I mean, Corey, you're out, obviously. And, I don't know. How's your hand strength? You ready for it?
I can do it.
I can grip
100%.
I got bitch ass wrists, so I'm not going to lie. My grip sucks.
Well, I say sometime we film a fucking thing where we go do Ninja Warriors.
I'm down.
What we need to do is get him to come to the city so we can do real parkour stuff.
I'm going rock climbing tomorrow.
What?
Real shit. My girl's bad into it.
All right, so you're way. Actually, I've done some rock climbing, but I'm past it, I think.
Dude,
phase.
It's freaking. It's crazy how hard it is.
Total phase, man.
It's like, if you don't have like the grip where like I could just do a pull up on, like the ones you got to use like your fingers, it's there's like a whole different level.
Like
it's,
you're just squeezing it, like very, very small rock boobs.
Yeah. I got this scar on my arm when I broke it and fucking
you're
it just swells
rock
up.
Tits, rock tits.
Yeah. You got like in different like levels of like rock nipple, like you're going like this, twisting them. It's
sometimes
weird. Creepy. You feel like assault when you're on the wall sometimes. I don't know.
You ever go outside?
Sometimes you finger it. I don't know. What?
You ever go outside?
Outside?
Outside.
In general? Yeah. You ever been outside?
Yeah. Nah,
rock climbing outside.
I lived
you ever
in my
rock
house this entire
outside.
Time. No, never. I've bouldered like a little bit.
There's a lot of little holes in the outside.
Yeah.
In the gym, it's
finger
all,
holes. That's
in
what
the
they
gym,
call them.
Yes, yes.
That's the sign.
We stay finger in the
This is getting very erotic.
That's what I'm saying, man.
Rock-tick.
That's what I'm saying.
Oh,
what are they? About ready to slip my hand in the crag, you know what I mean?
Oh, man, dude.
I'm just kidding. Oh.
Yeah, rock climbing.
Yeah,
that's what you mean.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Dude, I really would be down to do that parkour thing. I think it'd be hilarious.
I think we should, for sure. And also, if you like rock climbing, a buddy of mine, so I worked with him at this place called Seven Oaks. It's a ski place for like 10 seasons. He's kind of come up this summer, and we might go outdoor rock climbing. Do you have your own shoes and shit?
Nope.
Well, that's a big hurdle.
Sure, I'm sure I can get one.
They're just like regular shoes.
I'm not good. Like, I'm not. Yeah.
Just dedicate them to only stepping exactly. on rocks, and you're fine.
Yeah, exactly.
What side of the foot do you wear? What's your
Crocs?
Dude, I don't fucking. I got
like tens that you can wear if that's about right.
Nah, but, dude, I'm not. I got nimble feet. Let's get nimble. Let's get real
nimble.
Fat dick like though.
Big dick. Nimble feet. That's right. Fat. He can sneak up on a bitch and really give her something.
You'll never hear the pitter patter.
Dude, I would never do that during the week. Here's the thing.
Absolutely wonderful. You ever been to Bucky's? I just put this on here today on the table.
What's that?
Welcome to Bucky's.
It looks like they have all the whack-a-mole there.
Someday you'll go, guys. It's in Texas. It's the world's largest gas station that doesn't allow truck drivers. So it's all like.
What?
Yeah, it's like regular folks. Dude, I'm
quite the accolade.
You're going to get all the meth heads.
None
of the travelers. None of the ones with actual jobs.
Yeah.
It's a big deal, guys. It's a pretty big fucking deal. It's like a deli. It's like a souvenir store.
It's a Walmart is what it is. It's a Walmart. It's they called it something else.
It's a trashy Texas version of Walmart. There's a lot more dream catchers at a Bucky's.
That's pretty cool, dude.
Look, I guess it is a destination vacation. You can get gas and then just go back home.
Yeah,
you
know it's like everyone. Yeah, you drive as far as you can.
Yeah.
You fill up. You come home.
Go back home.
There you go.
That's what they do.
Well, it's just right in Texas.
Like Texas. I'm telling you guys, if you ever go to Texas, people are going to talk about Bucky. Even.
Going next week. No, next week, next month.
For real?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, ask them about Bucky's.
Going to Dallas.
They're gonna. Oh, you gotta go. You gotta go to Bucky's, dude. People are gonna be into it.
What? It's for work, man.
You know. You don't use gas at work or
what? With a company that I'm not allowed to name on the.
Oh yeah. Okay. Because we have. I mean, they might be listening. Let's be honest,
dude. That's my biggest fear is they find my fucking Instagram or like Facebook.
And realize
or
you're
bullshit.
A comic.
Well, either a
they
comic
see all they
or
see
like,
all that food you take pictures of.
Yeah, exactly. They realize
and all, and all the
working?
Gym videos.
Yeah.
They use for some guy sparring. Yeah. They see that, dude. Something? I'm done with man.
I think the biggest fear is they find your Instagram and they're like, "Oh, you should do our company's Instagram."
Oh yeah.
My girl Sin got suckered into that. She has to run a freaking Twitter account now for some sort of organization. It's a pain in the ass.
Really?
It's a real pain. They're like, you got to tweet every day. Who wants to tweet for something you don't even give a shit about every day?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I can't tweet my own crap every day.
Well, this is where I knew like that the corporate structure was just like BS. Was that probably like 2 years ago? We were at a meeting and they were looking for new ways to expand into new markets in their retail platform.
What
like
do they even
banking.
Do?
What
you said? Retail
so, like,
of what?
Of banking. So like so banks will like buy another bank and they'll try to enter new markets and compete with like the other small local retail platforms. So the best way to do that now is like mobily. So I was thinking like whatever the company should start a podcast that or sponsor podcasts that should be working
they
directly.
Sponsor for sure.
Yeah, sponsored because everyone's doing that's the new medium. Meanwhile, they'll just put a billboard up that you can't even keep track of or keep with like the data and learn how to how far
there's
it's
no
penetrating
way to know
like
what
all these
it's
things
doing.
Exactly. And everyone's like, "What's a podcast?" And I'm like, "Oh, you guys are fucking like you think of something like say the Joe Rogan Experience or NPR or something like that.
Right.
You sponsor one of them as a bank." Into a new market, and you put money into that, or their local podcast.
Well,
it's like, oh, what's this?
They kind of do that, like the Cash App and stuff. Those are essentially,
banks. They're exchange platforms. Yeah, for sure.
Well,
they're like new fintech.
They have to have a slush full of money that they got to work with, right?
Yeah, but the problem is you have to store it in your on a macro perspective. Like you have to store the. Sorry. You have to. Should I change the subject?
Jared's
my bad. My bad.
Well, when I was a kid, I had like a slushy fund.
I forgot. This is just fucking dick. This is dick and balls talk with the boys. My bad.
No. You can talk about it.
From a macro perspective, macaroni. All right. Anyway.
Yeah, that was verging on interesting.
It was.
We do not need that.
The last thing we need to do is challenge ourselves.
My bad. I got carried away. I got hit a lot today, boys.
Did you go to the gym today, did you?
I sparred today.
What's the name of the gym?
Did you film it? That's what I want to know.
No, I did it because it's just like, it's policy since like, they call it like an open gym because they're doing it before the gloves. I have a match next week. So for like Golden Gloves and stuff. So, like, it's an open sparring, so, like, they don't do any of the video, no videotaping for this.
You
one.
Videotape it with your phone, gyms. I think is what he's getting.
He has a video. I've never seen him fight.
No, they don't want,
they
don't want anyone videotaping with their phone, period.
At the gym?
At the gym.
I've totally seen you during, hit mitts.
Yeah, no, this.
Oh,
like,
okay.
That's fine.
Gotcha,
but,
during this event.
During this particular right. day, they don't want that just for, like, because the gloves are next week, so they don't want other people seeing
right
like,
scouting and stuff.
Yeah,
that makes sense.
So, but it
where's
was good.
This Golden
I got
Gloves
my
thing?
Ass
at?
Kicked today. What?
Where's the Golden Gloves thing at?
It's in Monroeville Saturday at 3.
And you're fighting Saturday?
Yeah.
At what time?
Fighting, dude.
What?
What time?
7.
All right, guys, you heard it here. Saturday, 7 o'clock. Come watch Andrew Izzat in Monroeville.
Monroeville.
Who are you fighting, dude?
I don't even know. I know I'm. I still
doesn't matter,
eight.
Right? Doesn't no, even
doesn't
matter.
Doesn't matter. He's gonna doesn't walk matter. Right through doesn't that matter. Asshole.
Yeah. Big guy, little so. Kid, don't matter.
Nimble feet, yeah. Big dick. He doesn't give a fuck, dude.
Small balls, big dick. Small dick, big balls. Don't matter to me.
I'll slap them all yeah. around. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Up everybody.
That sounds awesome.
How long have you been doing boxing to the point where you feel comfortable going to a Golden Gloves?
I started, what was it, like my senior of high school, and then...
So that was 20 years ago?
Yeah,
or?
Literally 1993.
yeah. Oh, wow. yeah. When you said Golden Gloves, I was like, it's going to be weird when you go there and everyone's just fielding ground balls.
Yeah.
You're like, what the fuck? What the you fuck? Start punching these baseball players, dude.
There you got their mitts
like,
on.
Knockout.
Omar Vizquel's there.
Golden Gloves.
They brought
like
weapons.
Yeah. I guess I should caveat that. Like the Golden Gloves is probably like the it's like the most, if not one of the most, like prestigious amateur boxers.
Yeah, I've heard of it. So yeah. It must be
every
good.
State has one. Then there's like a national one.
Mm.
Like beauty pageants.
What's exactly. What do you have to weigh in at?
52.
152.
152.
Yeah. Okay, I got that.
So you can beat that.
Yeah, I can beat that.
Yeah. So,
I haven't been 152 since 7th grade, probably.
Yeah, I have to cut some weight.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah. I'm probably like 5 or 6 pounds over now, I think.
You can do that by the weight right there, dude.
Yeah, yeah. I used to, when I was in college, I used to box it. So I boxed for Penn State in school. So I
oh, really? That's
yeah,
fucking...
so I had matches there. But I used to have to cut to 139. But I was a lot smaller. Like, I would have to, I would walk.
So how many fights did you had? So the college has, what, NCAA?
It's NCBA. So it got kicked out of the NCAA in like the 80s because someone died.
Ugh, pussy.
Yeah.
What a bum.
Always dying.
What an idiot.
Yeah, safety.
Moron. Don't even know what we're trying to do here.
Jesus.
God.
So it's the NCBA.
Yeah, yeah.
All right. How many fights did you have in the NCBA?
I had 9 when I was in school.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
Out of how many years of school is that?
I boxed all 4 years.
Okay.
So, interesting as shit. Yeah.
Very interesting.
I stopped when I got out and then got into like jiu-jitsu and like other stuff and then just picked it back up again.
You like, know, they say like, that year. God didn't make man equal, Samuel Colt did.
What? What the fuck, Samuel Colt?
He invented the repeat.
The rifle.
The repeater.
Oh, he did?
The revolver.
Who says that?
They.
Oh.
Didn't you hear? It's a, they say.
Goddamn the Second Lake. Amendment supporters, that's who.
That's all right.
They, them, yeah.
So they, you, them, thems.
Andrew, you get into fights when you were like, before you took up fighting, did you like get
recreationally
into fights?
Just
no, I got my ass kicked once in high school.
Mm, okay.
Yeah. And I was like, I should probably learn how to do this.
Yeah.
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 I
got like, beat let's up not
real,
do that
I
again.
I got beat up
yeah.
real bad once.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was like
yeah. You running your mouth, dude?
No, I was. It was.
Excellent question.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, I actually was
deserve it. Dude?
No, I swear. So, no, I swear. It was no. It was like a weird thing. Like someone said. Yeah, someone said something to like my girlfriend at the time. Like you know,
bad
something
move,
like that.
Dude.
So I was.
I'm gonna
like,
have to make you whoop my ass.
That guy was like, I was like, what the fuck, man? He's like, fuck you. And I'm like, all right. So we met at like this. Literally, like, everyone.
Feels bad
everyone
kicking
to,
some guy's ass,
everyone,
doesn't
yeah,
it?
Everyone used to fight at this park called Silo. Like, in,
oh, we
Silo
had that. We
park,
had like
yeah.
that. Yep.
So, oh, wow. And like, I never, like, we were in like a couple scraps or whatever, just like in the neighborhood. And then, or like at parties. Like, everyone's been in like a brawl, but never like
right.
like a one on one, like, we meet here, like, blah, blah, blah. Like,
yeah.
fucking.
We had that in our school.
Like 1920.
Yeah,
I did it.
Fucking
yeah.
Greasers.
Yeah,
yeah,
we had
like,
that in
like
school.
Like, the fucking greasers from the Outsiders. Fucking, what is it? Sharks and.
Sharks
Jets.
And the Jets, the greasers and the Socs.
Yeah,
yeah,
so that type of shit.
Yeah.
And, And yeah, we just, I don't know, we met up.
As I used to read
and
it.
Then it was like, and I, keep in mind, like, I thought, like, I grew up doing Taekwondo, so in my mind, I thought I could fight.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Right.
Because I was used to, like, doing tournaments and, like, kick and, like, all this stuff. So, like, it was, like, a little bigger than me.
Like, and you didn't even bow to me first, dude.
I was like, yeah.
What the fuck was the fuck are we doing on the ground, man? Yeah, don't you know how fighting works?
Yeah. So yeah, we just met up, and he came out with a fucking fistful of rings and just cracked me. And that was, like, the first time that I've ever really been, like, hit. So
yeah.
I just didn't even know. I just forgot, like, anything that I knew. You know, and they just started, like, swinging.
Let me get my gi on, dude.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, man.
I'll be back.
Exactly, yeah. So, yeah, and then just we were just, you know, just fucking swinging at each other. None of us knew how to fight.
Yeah.
But
he did a little bit more than
you. Yeah, no, he definitely did more than I did. Yeah, he was bigger. So,
well,
so, yeah, and
just being relentless when you're that age is really...
Yeah.
That's what it was for me.
That was really the thing. Yeah. So it was just... Yeah, and then it was, and then our friends broke it up, and
everyone
was like, "Yo,
be
good,
in a fight.
Good job." Was like, yeah. Everyone's like, "Yo, great job, you didn't give up." I'm like, "I think my fucking nose and eye are
broken." Right.
So my orbital ended up being broken.
Wow.
From like the ring. Yeah, I have a scar here from that, and I'm like, I should probably figure out how to do
but
this.
But you walked out.
Yeah.
Well, that's not that bad of a whooping.
My orbital was busted. My nose was busted. Like, it wasn't... It went on for a long time. You know, like, you see street fights, like, on World Star, and they last, like, 30 seconds?
Right.
No, this went, like, for, like, five
minutes.
There's
nothing worse than a fight that you're like, this should have been done a long time ago. Like, this is just one guy beating a guy up to the... But the guy is unknockoutable.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Don't get me wrong. It was at the end. It was, like, I was fucked up.
Damn.
So then I started boxing after that, and then got, like, good enough to go on Penn State's team.
I saw a fight in high school. This guy would put his arms up like you're supposed to, you know, hands straight up, forearms in front of your face.
Yeah.
And the other guy would just reach out with one hand, grab hold of the forearm, pull him over, expose his entire face, and just fucking punch him as hard as he could. And then he would let go, and the guy would reset.
Yeah.
Right?
Mind if I come in again?
Mind if I walk up with these forearms?
And the guy
would grab hold of his forearm, pull it to the side.
From saloon door, fucking... dude. He's just going in.
And I'm telling you, this went on for... 4 or 5 minutes, just, you know, steak noises, and you're like, this, okay. You know, it's just one side of the guy's head, and you're like, oh, my God.
I hate watching fights. Oh. Like, really?
Yeah,
like,
this street fight amongst children isn't as fun as I thought it was going to be.
It's not, yeah.
I went to a small school, dude. No one fought.
How many people were in your graduating class?
52.
Oh, man, you're 53. Right there with me then. Go ahead.
Then, for high school?
Yeah,
high school.
53?
Yeah, we had 65, yeah, so 50, you beat me.
I graduated with
you're probably the first
700.
Guy
I had 1,600 or something.
65
really?
Is my... Well, go ahead.
It was
in the whole school.
There was this dude who wanted to fight me, and he was my friend.
Okay.
He was I don't know why he wanted to fight me. He's like, "We'll just fight." And he was smaller than me. I was like, "Nah, dude, I don't want to fight." And he's like, "No, man. Bevin's house, dude. After school, we're fighting, bro."
You
Bevin's
going to
house,
Bevin's?
Dude. And Bevin was our like mutual friend. So I went there and I'm like, "Hey, Mike, I don't want to fight." And he's like, "Nah, pussy, let's fight." And he was from a bigger school. And that was apparently a big deal.
Oh, yeah.
And they're like, he's from Dover, dude. He's from Dover. Show him what's up. I go, I can't. I don't know. I don't know how to fight. I don't want to fight. Yeah. I'm not mad at this guy. I need to be mad at the guy. I can't just hit you for no reason.
He said, dude, I know.
And then he had a roll of pennies.
I'm not mad at you. I don't want to fight.
He had a roll of pennies. And he brought one for me because he's a friend. And he gave me one. And he just punched me in the face a bunch. And then we were done. And it was like no big deal to him.
Yeah,
I didn't do anything.
He was like, hey, thanks for showing up, man. He gives you a pat on the back.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, dude, yeah, he didn't really fuck me up. But then I went to a bigger school. I went to trade school because I wanted to be I thought it would be sick to not know people in my class. That was cool to me. And then those guys didn't give a fuck. Like, they fought all the time. I saw girls fighting, dude. I saw a guy fight a girl, which was awesome, dude. You don't see that often. I mean, it got broke up.
Yeah.
But she got, like, it was, like, maybe
she
four...
She wanted to?
Four, oh, huh?
She wanted to?
Oh, yeah, dude.
Oh, she did?
Oh,
she
yeah, like... because I think they were dating.
Oh,
and,
wow.
Like, yeah, there was a guy... He was I don't know, he was flirting with this other girl. You know, high school shit, dude.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
so
yeah.
She calls her a bitch, and shit gets wild, and then she turns to her boyfriend... And probably lays 3 or 4 good ones, dude. He had long hair. Yeah. I was friends with a whole bunch of hippies.
Yeah.
And then before he kind of like just stiff-armed her.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Hold her
and,
up.
And then it was like, oh, everyone got involved and broke it up. But
yeah.
It was horrifying to me, dude. Fights are terrifying.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're not the best.
I went to, there's a funny story. Like, so I went to like Jewish school.
Prove it.
I went to Jewish school for like 9 years. I was uncircumcised.
I could prove I'm Jewish, man.
Doesn't taste Jewish, dude.
Yeah, put locks on it.
Anyway. Coming out the top of your pants.
So, yeah, I went to like Jewish school for like 9 years of it, kindergarten through like eighth grade.
Sure.
And it was like I pretty much knew everybody. And the only fight that we really got in was like I remember my two friends fighting and then me going like crying and going, stop it. We're supposed to be friends. That type shit. So then I went to like Alderdice, and that's in ninth grade. The first week you take like PSATs or something like that, or like LSATs or not LSATs.
I don't know. I honestly don't know. I didn't go to school here.
Your history channels, your TLCs, FBI, CIA,
your food networks.
You take all of them.
So like, yeah, the second day you take like some entrance exam. It's got like a placement exam or something like that.
Planned out where to put you.
I was sitting next to this lady, Adriana, and it was all of us in our freshman class. I've never seen like that many people before. So I was like, me and this lady, Adriana, like Hammer Helfer, that's her last name. I was like, hey, how's it going? And we're like having fun. Like, this will be interesting. Second day of high school. Like 3 minutes into like, all right, so we're going to take a test. We're going to, this will be advanced placement. All of a sudden to the right. Two people, like all you hear is just like, "What'd you say, bitch?" It's like, and then we
this is
all
an auditorium.
Yeah, no. All sorts of people. And then like we all look to the right, and two like giant black girls were just like wrestling, and like we all just like, "What happens now?" And they fucking just start wrestling. You know, me and Adriana were sitting in these, you know, they set up little tables. All of a sudden, you know, they fight for like 30 seconds. This dude, the security guard named Chisholm. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
This badass dude named Chisholm. He walks in just like, hey. Like, the only thing. Hey. Grabs their heads. They migrated to kind of like 10 feet away from us. So we got like perfect.
Right.
Like, view of
rolling on the floor
spectacle. He's like, hey, stop that. Takes both of their necks, throws them down right in front of us, like on our table.
Sure.
And they're just like, fuck you, bitch. <It's> like, that type of shit. Like, still fighting right inches away from us.
Yeah.
Like, on my test. You know what I mean? So then takes them away, like, get it together. Takes them away. And, like, I'm stunned. And there was literally, like, I had to brush weave off of my test. It was like, oh, this is high school.
That was your first day at Alderdice?
Second.
I've heard of this Alderdice.
Didn't go to your school.
So it must be a big school.
It was amazing.
It was amazing.
It was pretty amazing.
So did you keep to yourself after that?
No, not really. It's just like, hey, this is that was weird. It's one of those. Yeah, and then she got Adriana got into a bunch of fights. Anyway, it's a whole thing. Fights are crazy.
Girls fighting is way more vicious.
Way less dangerous.
I don't believe that.
They pull hair and shit.
Maybe like, so, but until they start using weapons, they're not going to hurt each other that bad.
Guys kick people in the
unless
face
they're trained fighters.
A lot.
Yeah.
That is fucking terrifying. My boss told me this one story about him. He was in the flats. And him and his buddy were, like, walking home.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know what happened. There was, like, a guy and a girl together. And I guess they were fighting. And she walked over to my boss and his buddy. Acted like, trying to make this guy jealous or something. And he lost his mind, came over. And him and his buddies came over and took a fucking brick, dude. Ooh. And bashed him in the head with a fucking brick.
Damn.
Jesus.
Hey, man, pull my hair, save the brick.
No kidding,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Pull my hair, save the brick.
That's why the fighting is freaking ridiculous and scary. You don't want that. You don't want brick guy. You know, you're like, oh, yeah, you want to fuck around, and then all of a sudden you've got brick guy on your hand.
I'm a CEO during the day, but I'm a mason at night, you son of a bitch.
Yo, I hate being, like, going out like
bricks.
That. Anymore, like the flat, like certain places like that, because people are crazy.
Yeah, where
like
people are fucking.
I saw a girl get bottled at the flats.
Oh, they call it the glassed, right?
Now,
glass.
Well, that's when they take like a mug and just fucking.
Oh, right.
Dude, yeah,
bottle is with a bottle.
It was a girl did it to another girl. She just went. I swear to God, they were. She was like,
"What bar was this?"
At the Flats.
Yeah. That's on Carson Street, right?
Yeah, they have great Sundays. Sunday Fun Day.
Okay.
Actually going on right now.
Sunday Fun Day.
Stop after this.
Like ice cream Sundays?
No, they call it the Sunday Fun Day.
That does,
like,
sound fun.
People get crazy on Sunday over there. It's like the Sunday spot, like in Southside.
It makes sense.
Yeah, and some girl just fucking, she was fighting with the girl and literally just picked up a bottle and just went like, bing, and just rocked her. And the glass broke over her face and just slapped, there was blood everywhere. I was like, oh, damn. Other girls like this. And then just fucking...
You don't want that.
Like, just bolt it out.
Yeah.
It was terrifying.
Yeah.
That shit's scary.
Gotta start selling ice cream sundaes, man.
Yeah, at the
Yeah, they need sundaes instead of beer.
Yeah.
Or beer float.
Something to add some levity to it.
Yeah, some sort of beer floats, maybe.
Yeah. Who's gonna get super angry over, like...
Root beer.
Yeah, hitting someone with, like, an ice cream cone is, like, a little different than hitting someone with, like, a bottle.
Exactly.
No, it's just a precursor to the bottle.
If you hit somebody with an ice cream, they just look like they're wearing a dunce cap. It's no big deal.
Yeah.
But they do look silly.
Yeah, it's important. Cool.
No one's hitting each other.
Somebody hit you with a bottle?
Yeah.
In the, where? In the back of the head?
I have a scar over on my eye. No, they came around from the back, and it broke on this side. And then just barely grazed my eye, but I have a scar.
I think I can see the scar.
Where did you go to school? Yeah. Compton,
dude? Dude, I was in a frat, so we got into a fucking fight with another frat, and then some kid just fucking, I was on top of
his
friend.
This is at a party, I would assume?
Yeah, I was on top of his friend, and some kid bottled me from behind.
Damn.
It was crazy. Yeah, I was all right, though. And then
fights
then
at a party, big danger.
It's that stuff scares me now. And I always look back, like we were talking about the microwave thing before. Like, me and my friends actively tried to blow up a microwave and stood right in front of it, being like, yo, why isn't it blowing up? We put, like, fucking tinfoil and, like, shit in it. We're like, oh, God, why is it not blowing up? If it blew up, we'd be dead. We're right in front of it.
Mm-hmm. We threw axe cans in a fire. We were like, just camping. Just like, oh, this will be funny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, we did that, too. We did that at a field. My dad, we had a big fucking bonfire pit.
Yeah.
And me and my buddy had some gasoline. He's like, we should put it on the fire. I go, yeah.
You're like,
dude.
Yeah. Brilliant.
Yeah. What a genius.
What the fuck?
I was embarrassed that I didn't think of it. I was like, that was such a good idea.
Yeah.
And the grass was real tall, but it was like pushed over from people like,
Matted.
Matted down, and he put it all over the fire, and he's like, it's not catching. I just don't get it.
It's
like
supposed to be flammable, but I don't buy it.
He wanted like a big, what I mean?
Yeah.
Mission Impossible fucking exactly. block. So he made
it. As he's standing next to it.
He literally,
your friend's getting barbecued.
He walked away from the fire to me, I don't know, about 15 feet away, with the gas trailing, just making a trail of gas.
Right?
No shit. And he kept pouring it where we were, and he's like, well, what we'll do is we'll light it on fire here, and then it'll go to that fire.
Right, huh? Like a big fuse. Huh?
Yeah. See, another great idea that I was angry I didn't think of. And then he finally got it to catch, and no shit, a 10-foot ring. Like, we were in a fire pit.
In a ring of fire.
And I was like, oh, fuck, dude. Oh, dude. It was awesome after that. No one got hurt.
Yeah, once you realized no one was dead, you were like, that was boss. Let's do it again.
Dude, what is that about, like, young men that, like, just do the dumbest? Is it like a fucking, like, we're trying to show off?
It's like, until we see somebody else die, then we're like, oh, okay.
Yeah. It's like you always gotta, like, one-up your friend. Like, it's, like, a weird thing that we do.
You don't know words that much, and you always have constant boners, and you can't go like you
fuck.
Think it's embarrassing to like have a boner. You're like,
not my boner.
But it's like, yeah, me too. Everybody.
Yeah, it's true. You have
but
a boner.
Girls don't
you're
know.
Like,
the girls
big
don't know.
Fire, get laid.
Yeah,
like, you know, like it's fucking. Like,
yeah,
what
you
is
go
going
animal
on?
Like immediately.
Yeah, it's
hilarious.
So
we just tweaked the rules. It's the same thing with fireworks. Y'all ever shot fireworks at each other? Dude?
Oh yeah.
Yeah,
bro. I was at. This is like when I was in college.
I still shoot fireworks at people. I ain't afraid of it.
There was one time with, what are they, Roman candles?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And the first, like, it was the day after, and we started cutting up Roman candles that didn't go off all the way.
Mm-hmm.
And all it is just like a gunpowder ball and like gunpowder in there.
Yeah.
And I tried to light it, right?
Just with
it,
lighter.
Right in front of me.
Just,
like,
just pull a lighter to the end of the barrel.
I opened it up, and I'm like, oh, see what... And it blew up in my face. No big deal. Okay? But that didn't make me... Like, that didn't make me go, no.
That wasn't
I'm
enough.
I'm never going to do that again.
Yeah.
So, like, a couple years later, I went to this party, and it was around 4th of July, and they were like... it was kind of a bigger yard. Like, kind of a bigger yard, and then it was a tree-lined forest, right? And, it was just getting dark. There was a bonfire in the middle of it. And then one of my buddies was like, hey, man... you guys want to have a fucking Roman candle fight? And every one of us was like, yes, we do. So everyone got it. I'm not a queer dude. Yeah, exactly. Now give me two of them, baby. I'm Kimbo. I'm fucking boom. Fucking. So he gave me and like 10 of my friends, like one of them, okay? And we laid down the ground rules because, you know, there's got to be ground rules when you're, one, illegally setting off fireworks in a state you shouldn't be. Sure. And two, because, you know, they're
trying to ignite your friend.
Yeah, no big deal. They go, hey, man.
It's like when your buddy brought you a roll of pennies.
Yeah, they go, nobody shoot anybody in the face. And everyone's like, okay, we got it. You know? Right. And these weren't the ones because there's like, I think there's two different kinds of Roman candles. The ones that just go, just go, and there's no pop, and there's one that they pop at the end.
Gotcha. Okay,
we had the pop at the end because fuck yeah, dude.
Explosive rounds.
So we did, we did the first one, right? And it was cool. Like, you could see it coming at you. You could move out of the way. It was fire, right? And we were done. And I remember we were done, and I was leaning on a fence post, and I was just looking at my arm. I just remember looking at my arm, right? And someone goes, yo, we have more. Y'all want to do it again? And I go, I feel like this one's going to be bad, dude. I feel like this one here.
Yeah,
not the one.
I like to remind myself in the future. Like, that's why I looked at my arm. I go, I'm going to remember me looking at my arm, thinking this, and thinking it was a bad idea. Right?
Fuck?
So yeah, then like we did it again, and I got shot right in the fucking eye, dude. Right in the eye.
Did it blow up?
No.
Oh, thank God.
It hit me and then blew up like away from my face. It hit me right in the fucking eye, dude. Okay? Now, I went like, fucking, you know, I got shot in the fucking eye.
Yeah.
And I remember opening my eye up and making sure I could just see and then fucking closing it again. I'm like, okay, I can see. I'm not blind.
Let's do it again.
I was right by the tree line, and I went behind a tree, and I knelt down, and I put my forearms up at the tree and just kind of like boxed my eyes off. You know what I mean? Like horse blinders.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then, after everyone was done, they're like, where's Corey? And the one dude's like, I shot him in the face. And I was like, yeah, you piece of shit, you fucking shot me. And there was like, you know, all kinds of gunpowder in my fucking eyes.
Oh, yeah.
I went in there, went into his house, washed my fucking eyes out. I go, okay, guys, I'm done. You know?
One more.
I drove home half buzzed and blind in one eye, pretty much. Mm-hmm. Laid on the couch, dude. And then when I woke up the next morning, I was really itchy. Okay.
Okay.
Now, I was really itchy because when I put my forearms up against a fucking tree, there was poison oak on this fucking tree, dude. And what did I do What did I do with my fucking hands when I was washing out my eye?
Rubbing
my fucking face with poison oak, dude. So I just got fucked that whole night, dude. I got shot in the eye, got poison oak on my ivy or whatever it is. I ended up getting on my sack because I always do. Always.
I mean, you're
do.
Handling around down there.
Oh, yeah, dude. Oh, yeah. You ever got poison ivy on your fucking
I've
sack,
had
dude?
Some sort of poison, I don't know, it was oak or ivy on my legs, and it was not good. It takes. And then it's like itching it is the thing. Like, you want to itch it because it's like an orgasm to itch fucking poison oak. You're like, oh, it feels so good.
Yeah.
But then it just opens up bloody all over the place and it's not good.
We put bleach in it. You're not supposed to do that? Yeah, but we'd get a comb and I'd fucking scrape it to where it bled, which felt dope. And then I'd just pour fucking bleach on it.
It feels so good.
Did
it help?
Well, they say you shouldn't do that because...
It burned a lot.
Yeah, it burned a lot. And they say you shouldn't do that because it goes in your blood system and then fucks up your body. I did it anyway.
I can't tell.
You can't tell. I did it anyway. I mean, because I need to get antibiotics. Like, I need to get prescription drugs because I get it so bad.
Yeah.
Did it go away? Did it help?
The bleach? I don't know. I felt like it did.
Is this a pre-internet thing?
No, we had internet.
Okay.
No one's looking that up. Everyone's just like, we know that.
We know bleach.
We know bleach works.
Bleach is how you get it.
If it doesn't work, it's because you're using some off-brand bleach. You need to get some name-brand stuff. Yeah. They don't put that on
Clorox
the back.
Makes the bleach.
Yeah. So that's what we did, man.
Right.
Well, I fuck bushes. You guys don't know
that,
right?
No, we didn't. my brother, since we like hung out in the woods all the time, we live near the woods, like you'll eventually have to shit outside. Eventually. And my brother wiped his ass with some. Someone goes, he goes, hey, dude, is this poison ivy? And we're like, no. And it was. Wiped his ass, dude. He got it all. Bro, he got it all on his ass. All in the undercarriage, dude. He was jacked up.
Yeah.
It was hilarious.
He had to pour bleach on his asshole. No. Like,
yeah, no
the
one ever did that.
Thing.
No one ever did that, dude. But I mean, I've done the whole thing, dude. I've jacked with fucking, poison ivy D.
You just jacked.
Oh, bro, my dick was like twice as big as it normally is, dude. It's huge.
What?
It's like
huge.
It's like when people get the bee stings on their.
Yeah, the bee stings were like, yeah.
Yep, just like dude. That.
It
just
was, like bro. It was unreal.
Yeah,
it was crazy big.
Yeah,
I can't try that again. Serious.
I swear to Christ,
it's like a Theo
my
Bond
dick used to be. My dick used to be. My dick used to be no shit, just pink because calamine lotion was just all over my genitals. All over.
I think it really works.
The calamine adds a little notoriety to the story.
That might work now. You know,
calamine cock.
Mm. Yeah, yeah. You get a. I get a like. You know, if you want to be generous, you get a cotton ball.
Oh.
You want to be generous.
Then get a bee to sting the head of your dick?
No, dude. We're talking about poison ivy, not bees, dude.
Well, I'm saying that it would...
You double up. He's shit, talking double about up. Doubling
talking
up,
about
dude.
Doubling up.
I'm talking about poison ivy on my dick. Better get the EpiPen, dude. Better I'm talking about doubling up.
Get that bee.
Doubling up.
Get but if you ever beat, get on your the sack, nature's Viagra. This is nature's dick pills.
I'm talking about a swell dick. You know what I mean?
I don't
know. How do you think you could get a bee to sting your dick?
Easy
peasy. They do it.
Yeah,
people do it like that. Yeah, they have. It's like bees or ants or something that they have like sting their dicks to make it bigger.
It's called honey dick.
What?
No, there are people. I don't remember what insect is. I could look it up.
They sting their own dicks.
They put like a tube around their dick full of insects, and it stings the crap out of their dick, and then it swells up.
That's
and
not
then
an animal. That seems like a tribe.
It stretches
sort of
out.
I know that there's a adulting ritual.
Yeah, right. They make that mitten, and they put like bullet ants.
Bullet ants, whatever. Which is like the most painful thing you could fucking literally feel.
I just had a bar mitzvah where I just give like a speech going like, thank you, dad, thank you, mom. And they give you like $3,000. I didn't have to do anything like that. God damn.
Dude, I went to fucking, I don't even know how many bar mitzvahs.
Yeah, it's
a bunch.
Boring.
Yeah.
They're very
Baruch
boring.
Baruch on a tie, fun eye.
Yeah.
You could just make the whole fucking, it's like a same rhythm, like,
yeah.
It's fucking sick.
No idea what you guys are talking about, dude.
You wouldn't know, bro.
Had no Jewish
like
friends.
I'm so bad.
Had no Jewish friends.
Well, you had a ton of 56 kids in your class, so.
52, dude. It was, everybody was white.
Let's give you a bar mitzvah.
Was that all one town?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, because we had 65, but that was four combined school districts.
Yeah, what?
my graduating class was 65 people, but it was Boxholm, Grand Junction, Ogden, and some other fucking place.
No, it was all one school district, but yeah, it wasn't big.
Yeah.
But like high school, like K through 12 went to school in the same school.
High school is insane.
Yeah, that's weird. We had three buildings at least.
Yeah,
I can't believe everybody just doesn't kill each other all the time. In high school. Isn't that crazy? So many hormones just flying around, just barreling.
We're pretty hardwired not to murder. That's why we're so damn appalled by it, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, someone was saying, you know, I saw Kyle Kinane last night. He's great. And he is like, he just brought up that thing like babies. Like, the reason why they're cute, like, is because we don't kill them. Like, we all know that. It's like, that's the only reason.
That doesn't seem like a
like
bit.
A real thing.
I think it is. They're adorable.
Because we think they're so cute, so we like to
right,
care
right,
of
but you said it reverse.
So
you said we don't kill them, so they're cute.
Yeah.
No, they're cute, so we don't kill them.
I still don't agree with that. No way. Even ugly shit. Like, look at how there's ugly dogs,
dude.
And people take care of those like babies because they're so cute. They're so ugly.
They're hilarious.
Right?
They say, and I don't know how you can prove it, but that most babies are born with oversized eyes because all species think that's cute as shit, and then they're less likely to kill them.
Hmm.
I got some big fucking eyes on my
brother. Big eyes, big dick. You got it all, dude.
Big eyes.
Man, lucky. Yeah. You're not the tallest guy, but
definitely
man,
not the tallest guy.
Dapper, man.
Big heart.
Big,
which is
big heart.
Killing you.
Big heart. Slowly.
Yeah.
Killing you.
Pistol Pete.
Yeah, I don't believe that with the baby. I mean, I guess, like, I don't, what do I know, dude?
Would you rather have scientist.
A... There's a lot of that shit that you're just like, okay, but I need to hear a little more. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's...
There's something with... I remember reading it. It's like something with their oversized cheeks, oversized eyes, the symmetry of their face... Like it's
yeah, but how
like,
do they prove that cute is the?
It's something about like,
do they just, like
we find those features like,
DAW factor,
like docile, you know, like that we need to take care of them.
Isn't that a
like
chicken and the egg thing
like,
though? Isn't it like can't we have been conditioned to think that because babies are that way?
Dude, don't ask me. I would kill the fuck out of a baby. I'm just saying.
Yeah, we all would. We all would.
No way.
Do you guys remember dead baby jokes from back in the day?
Oh, those are so stupid.
Somebody give us their favorite dead baby joke. I'll give you my favorite dead
baby. The fact that that's a common saying, by the way, in the dead baby, like, what's your favorite dead? Who? What? Why do you have a favorite?
Yeah, America, baby. America.
We're just all insane. When you're 11, you're just an insane person. Oh, you're basically a lunatic.
Here's a good street joke. Weird. Why can't Helen Keller drive? Because she's a woman.
See, you're getting you're pointing to my.
I'm working.
You know I love those.
I'm reading my room. I'm reading my room.
For the audience, that was only directed at Corey. Nowhere else.
Yeah, I love domestic and violence. Funny to me. And violence.
Nothing like a little domestic. That's what they say over at the Henderson household.
I love those, dude. Those are so funny. Those are so. I don't know why they are.
It's not a party without the cherries in the window, right?
I don't know what that means. Corey
hit Matt Henderson.
Skirt. Bro, I had there was one I remember laughing so much at. It was when we first got the internet. Me and my buddies were looking at. We're looking at some jokes.
How old are you? 50?
I'm 31.
Dude, I remember the internet starting.
How are you?
Okay? 28.
Dude,
cheers.
Aaron's 40, bro.
I'm creeping up on it. I'm
He's
walking
the only
up
person
on it.
Here with gray hair.
I have one.
UPS gave me gray hair. Can you believe it? That fucking establishment. Anyway, go ahead.
I ordered it.
There was this.
You ordered it. You ordered UPS.
There was this joke where it's, "What did the blind, deaf, mute, quadriplegic boy get for Christmas?"
Oh my gosh!
What?
Cancer.
I've heard that one. Now that you say that.
I cried when I heard that for the first time. Dude. Oh, man.
What a fortunate young man.
Oh, my God.
Such a good joke.
Aesop was especially
funny. Oh, because it's so good, dude.
It is a good one.
It's one of the best jokes ever written. Probably.
It's a great street joke, I'll tell you that.
It's a good one, yeah.
What is it? What are the blind,
deaf, mute?
You make up whatever cocktail you think is funny.
Yeah, you get for Christmas. Just whatever terrible hand you could be dealt. Just don't say cancer in any of that, and then say cancer.
And then say cancer at the end. You're right. What did the guy?
Oh my god!
With Lou Gehrig's disease, get
holy shit! That's so funny.
Yeah, dude, it's a good ass joke, bro.
It's a good ass joke.
I think that shit's so funny, and I despise people who are like, my fucking aunt has cancer, bro. That's not funny. I'm like, it's not about you, you stupid fuck.
Yeah,
like,
we're not here listening about your aunt.
It's about your
story.
Aunt. Yeah. and it's funny.
That's exactly how to respond to that. Stupid
jokes
ants.
Get better, dude.
Yeah.
Those are good, dude. Those are good. Back in the dial-up days, baby. Were you even on it? Did you get the dial-up days?
Yeah, sure.
Oh, do you remember the first time that you paid for gas with a debit card? You felt like you were stealing that shit, dude.
Because it didn't show up on my account. I go, just got free gas. Just got free gas.
It's so funny.
It's a day later. I'm like, hasn't shown my card yet. Guess I got free gas.
A card thing. Crazy, man. You know?
We're running on space credits now.
Exactly. That's exactly what it felt like. You're like, I'm not just going to get in my car and no one's going to call the cops?
Yeah.
You always had to go in the store in the old school days, man. There should be free coffee at the gas station where I grew up.
Not anymore, dude.
Damn.
That's little small town America.
Right Do you there. Guys still know people that pay for cash for everything?
Yes.
I try to pay as much as I can with cash, especially a place that works on like a small business, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So they can wash the money if they want.
Yeah.
My, dude.
If they need help doing that.
I work out in Burgettstown, right? And a lot of times business is there for lunch. Like if I want to get lunch, they'll be like, they'll deliver it and then it'll be cash only.
Okay.
But they don't tell you that.
Mm.
So I'm like, that's a problem. Don't you think that's a problem? And he's like, nah, man, why wouldn't, if you owned a business, you don't get it because you don't own a business. But if you owned a business, you'd want all cash. You wouldn't want this fucking credit and this, you know, charge.
But maybe bring it up.
I go, yeah, but say it first. Say it first. Let me know.
You're like,
so I'm the first person.
You're supposed to guess.
I'm the first person to ever complain about this.
He's like, you don't know what the fuck you're talking about. I'm like, if you want me to pay cash, I will.
Wait, so he wants you to guess the one of fucking two ways that you could do it?
Oh, no. I'm just saying, I was like, yo, let someone know. He's like, why do they have to? I'm like, so they get more business. It's a fucking pizza shop, dude. Yeah. It's a pizza shop. 98% of your clientele pay with the fucking card,
and
dude.
Have an ATM
on now
the
you've got a
too.
Pizza that goes rot because I can't buy it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jackasses.
Yeah. They do that all the time, dude. Or pizza places that, like, I've actually did it where I've ordered pizza, my girl ordered pizza, and someone was rude to her, like, on the phone.
Uh-oh.
And when I went there, it was like 25 minutes to drive there. I drove there, and I went to go pay, and they go, it's cash. And I go, ah, fucking obviously it's cash, right? And so they had an ATM in there, so I got money out of the ATM, and then I was like, which one of these fucking bitches was rude to my girl? Don't know who it was, but there was a lady with blue hair, and I go, that's her.
Yeah.
I have no idea.
Yeah.
I go, I had no idea
who it was.
You're right
100% of the time, too.
I had no idea who it was, but I go, this bitch right here, yeah. Mm-hmm. And someone, when I went up and paid, I gave her a 20, and then she gave me back, like, I remember she giving me change, and the 5 looked weird, but I didn't care, dude. I just fucking closed my hand, put it in my pocket, went out to my car, and driving down the road. And then I pulled out the money out of my pocket, and there was a fucking $50 bill in there, dude. And I go, fuck
baby,
you, dude. That's what you
nice.
Get, because you may or may not have been rude to my girl, and that's what you get.
Because
and you have blue
you
hair.
Might deserve that, you bitch.
And why was there a 50 in the price?
There's a 32% chance that you deserve
it. And that's all I need, dude. That's all I need.
I'm just reading the weather. All right.
That's all I need. And I remember because... thinking, like, before I pulled it out and made sure it was a 50 or maybe discovered that it was a 50, I thought it might be a 50, so I fucking just beelined it to my car.
Right.
I fucking tore out of there. I was looking in my rearview mirrors like someone's going to come out. Like,
out
what the street fuck?
With their arms in the air.
Yeah. Oh, dude, I told everybody that story because that story was a highlight of my life for
I remember we used
bit.
To get 20
long
bucks.
Short blue hair.
Yeah, that's
short.
True.
Short blue hair?
It was short.
And you're not talking like old lady blue hair. You're talking like a young woman blue hair.
100% blue hair.
100%. Oh, man.
Yeah, that is like a riddle of the Sphinx kind
well,
of
no,
thing.
Well, no, if it's an older lady and she has long blue hair,
I'm asking you. I'm not telling
you.
No,
she was short. No, it was short.
Okay.
It was short. And she, you know, she looked like a bitch. She's probably nice, but she looked, and she could have been not even the one on the phone. Didn't even matter.
Nope.
I didn't.
What's important is you got to vent.
And
that's
important.
It
was good.
It's fucking, I agree. She definitely was a bitch. don't judge a book by its cover. How else do you fucking buy books?
How many pizza joints are in this town? Are you burning bridges here that you need to...
No, not here. This was back in when I lived in Youngstown.
Yeah, okay. Terrible pizza out there in Youngstown.
Yeah, I don't know. I didn't get much pizza.
We don't have pizza like you get. I mean, we have some pizza, but our pizza is totally different in the Midwest, obviously. And then you guys have pizza shops everywhere. We got like one of those every once in a while. You know what I mean? Like, it's a real special treat to find like a legit pizza shop in
Iowa. Nice pizza. I grew up working in a pizzeria.
Oh, really?
Yeah, from when I was 12 to when I went to school.
12?
Long Island.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. I was bussing. They didn't give a fuck. And it was like the hot spot for like all the cops. Or like I grew up literally like.
What was the name of the shop?
Olio Restaurante. It's closed now.
Oh,
but
never mind. I was going to give him a shout out.
Friends.
Yeah, I'm sure they're listeners.
Yeah, shout out. yeah. Shout out to the non-existent place anymore.
He has got some old pizza.
Yeah, exactly.
Sponsor. Never mind. Go ahead.
I didn't even know what the point of that story was. It was just a weird. It's like a weird experience. That's the one thing I miss here.
So
pizza and bagels.
I used to work at a Godfather's Pizza in Boone, Iowa, right? And they made their own dough, so that's some credit, right? But at the end of every night, there'd be a big old fucking wad of dough in the bottom of the Hobart that they'd just say, "Douglas, take it out dumpster." You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I'd pack it up in garbage bags, and I'd put it in my car. And then I stored up a 55-gallon drum of it, and it started to rise like a big muffin in the drum and stuff. But we would occasionally go to this one guy's house that we just targeted for no fucking reason other than that his house was absurd. He lived on what they called Kate Shelley Drive, which was where people with money lived, and he had these lights that would like shine up the side of his house like it was the fucking White
they
House.
Oh, always do. Rich people loved it.
Yeah, he had like nice bushes and everything.
In case you can't see how wealthy I am at night, look at this fucking thing.
Yeah.
So we would just fill...
Rob this shit.
We would just fill his mailbox completely full with pizza dough at random. like with no rhythm or rhyme to it. Just like every like 7-8 different times he'd come out and there'd be pizza dough balls all over the roof of his house, and then his fucking mailbox would be full to the brim.
Oh my god.
We used to go pizza doughing, and that was pretty badass, actually.
That is pretty cool. Pizza doughing, that's pranks, dude.
I love pranks.
We did a prank. By the way, this isn't a prank. This is just fucking weird, creepy.
Mm-hmm.
But one of my neighbors that I used to hang out with, his mom got engaged to some new dude. Remember, his name was Brian. And he had
Pill.
I don't like him. I remember we used to try to find porno mags in his garage, which we did find, right?
Yeah. You didn't try. You did.
We did, yeah. I remember finding one. It was the ones where, like, you could tear out the hole in, like, mouths or pussies or something.
Ugh,
I'm what? Like, bro, who's that, doing
wait a minute,
that?
That's paper? That's every magazine.
I gotta say, it was ahead of its time.
It could be every magazine, yeah.
You can lick any magazine you want.
Look, Better Homes and Garden.
Yeah, bro, you could turn a TV guide into a fucking pussy if you wanted to.
Even TV guide is a snatch and sniff, yeah.
But,
damn, doesn't that, like, don't you get paper cuts?
I would assume.
Yeah.
I would just think it would be stupid in general. Like, yeah, what is it, single use?
Doesn't feel like a fucking pussy.
Like, turns into paper
machine.
What
are we talking about?
There might be a couple. All the ones you.
Yeah. Yeah,
ones with miles on them are actually of higher value. Is that what you're trying to?
You need a thicker stock, and then it can handle all the whatever the fuck you're doing with.
I fuck bushes, dude.
Sick callback, dude.
Loving it.
We used to do all kinds of shit like that. We would we'd look for porn. I remember one time
we'd look for porn.
Yeah, man, that's how it was before the internet.
Everybody
had you
had porn.
To look
you
for porn at old people's houses.
Everybody
that's
had
how
porn.
I think we got the tail end of that. Yeah.
One of my neighbors had Playgirl, dude, in his fucking living room. Yeah. Like, the mom. Yeah, the mom just... I'm like, I saw, Sylvester Stallone's dick. Yeah, in her living room while they were playing Resident Evil on PlayStation 1. Yeah.
Sly started up Playgirl?
I believe
he started
did.
Off
I think
as a porno.
That's exactly what I was going to say. I think it was actually in a porno movie at one time.
Yeah, Rocky.
I mean, I don't know why... Rocky 3.
Porn to every Italian getting known to man.
Stoffer, my mom will shoot.
Yeah.
Yeah, what do you think that's all about?
We used to take porn and bury it.
Yeah, yeah, we
and
did
bury
the
put it in like a tree trunk.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I had a porn folder back in the day where I printed out when my parents were asleep because our computer was in the living room.
Yeah.
And then I'd print out these, like, you know, pictures, basically, is all it was.
Yeah.
And then I remember there was one of Kirsten Dunst, which was clearly not real.
Yeah.
But that's when the people tried their hand at, like, you know, oh, hey, this is whoever who would never do a porn
right,
to look anything
right.
like this.
Did you have a body double or something?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now they started, like, Weta. Those people, like, started Weta these days.
I don't even know what that is.
What is that?
They did the effects for Lord of the Rings, special effects company.
you fucking lost me, dude.
Wait, dude, what do they do? What do they do, though?
Special effects.
They, like, did, like, Gollum.
Oh, they make, like, fucking fantasy porn.
Yeah, well, no, they like real.
He's saying
real
that the
studio.
People that used to do that are now doing this.
Yeah, you got to start somewhere.
Oh, okay.
And that was a joke.
Okay,
everybody's
gonna... I thought it was sheer.
The barest joke, like barely a joke.
Mm.
Yeah, I remember we got in trouble for stealing porn because my buddy's grandma had.
Wish I didn't say
her there.
If I could take it all back, I wouldn't kill Hitler.
I wouldn't
kill Hitler. I wouldn't
just travel back.
Stop Julius Caesar. I'd go back to that moment. Swear to God. And now I look like a fucking asshole over here.
I'm still confused.
I don't know. Yeah. I'm fucking lost.
I know exactly what's happening.
Yeah, we'd buy
good. I'm
porn
glad
magazines and leave them in the woods. Like, we found it in the woods, and then we'd buy them and then leave them in the woods.
You
the
got
cycle,
to buy them?
No, yeah. we never bought them. There we were just stealing from old people.
There was a 7-Eleven, or like a mini-mart, down the street from my school. And we'd every day, they had like good like ice cream. So you buy, like, an ice cream, and then the one time when, like, you know, the craziest dude in class was like, you know, you always talk about, like, dude, ask for, like, a penthouse. You're like, that's hilarious. It'll never work.
That's hilarious.
And then the one time, it was like, can I get a penthouse? And, like, dude working the counter was like, yeah, sure, buddy. $18. He didn't give a fuck. Yeah, so that opened up the floodgates. That was a
it's just a line
changer.
Of junior high kids out the door.
It was insane.
Were they behind the guy? Yeah, because I've been in ones where they're like in the magazine section, but they're in plastic.
Yeah.
So everyone knows you're a fucking creep because your magazine is in a bag.
Right.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You feel like James Bond or some shit, just like peeking at like yeah. You need an operation.
I think they got to put it inside of a black bag, don't they?
Maybe now, but before they didn't. It was just like they would hide. Like, it would cover like would always be.
No, no, like when you buy it, just like when you buy alcohol, they have to hide it in a bag.
I don't know. I never got to buy one. In my town, there was a rumor going around. Hey, man, if you go to Discount Drug Mart, dude, like around the end of the week, they throw out all their like unsold porn magazines. So there's kids just diving in trash for porn, dude.
Which would I no would totally would have, I would totally have done that back then.
Yeah, yeah. And we did. Oh yeah, we did. Yeah. 100%.
Okay. Now you dive into trash for
iPhones. Other kids, you mean you?
Yeah.
Oh, I did it as well. I heard it, and the kids are like, "Oh, we already went through that shit. There's no reason for you to waste your time with that."
That's they already got all the good ones anyway. At that point.
We never got one, not one.
So
I've never looked at a porn mag.
You're full of beans.
I've never
been
to a sex
once.
Shop either.
Yeah. I've been to like two. I don't like them. Don't like sex shops. Don't like strip clubs, dude.
I don't like strip clubs. I think it's hilarious. I think it's. Like, I go there to talk shit, like just like jokingly.
Strip clubs are only fun with a bunch of guys, ironically, to go out. Like so, like we went to a strip club for my buddy's bachelor party, right? And my one buddy was big into Asian chicks, and there was only one Asian stripper. So we paid her to go give him a lap dance, and she had a wizard sleeve that hung so low, so low that she could tie a knot. And she did, right up in his face. See, you don't get that at Applebee's, you know what I mean? Like, experiences like that.
There's no reason
for incredible.
Oh, that's it. God. That's what I'm talking about. See?
No reason for that.
Yeah.
She goes, bunny ear, go around the bunny ear.
That's what I'm telling you, dude.
Yep. So in the hole, yeah.
Little square knot there, yeah. So
she's like proud of it.
A square knot. Were you a Boy Scout, ma'am?
But that's the greatest part. And then we would also, like, anytime there was a chick that was obviously the worst of all of them, you would pay her to go lap dance.
100%.
For sure.
Yeah.
And they would do dollar dances in Iowa. And Iowa strip clubs, they...
Christine girls.
Yeah. That's right, the farmer's daughter.
All cattle hands.
They tried to make the strip clubs leave, the right wing did, because by telling them they couldn't have liquor licenses. They figured they wouldn't make any money if they couldn't sell booze. So instead, they just charged a door fee, and you can bring your own beer.
Mm. Oh,
it's
okay.
It's so awesome.
That's what they used to do back in
fridges.
Like Prohibition.
Like, yeah. Sure. I don't know. Well, but like they're more popular than ever. Because now, now people walk in with a 30-pack of beer, you know, and 40. They stay there all night and spend money on women.
Yeah.
It's freaking...
Well, that's what they do.
It's
like,
a boomtown.
Yeah, Prohibition.
Right wing's been killing it for years. Years. And it just keeps going, dude. Well, just keeps going, baby. With 45, you know that.
It does inspire you to get creative. Like,
that's what I'm saying,
kind of rules. Like,
they skirted that shit. Oh, I accidentally clicked on that.
Pornhub.
But it's Sylvester Stallone,
Why
I think.
Why do you have Pornhub on there?
Because it's Sylvester Stallone.
You might as well watch it now.
I literally leaned my elbow on it, so it's destiny.
I really couldn't imagine being like from like a small town in like Idaho where like there's a fucking strip club that fucking the you know whoever just goes down to dude it skeeves me out like it makes me feel really weird that there are people like that who like exist that they just go to strip clubs and like spend all their money and these chicks go to like find wounded deer and like fucking just like take them for all they're worth and like all this shit. You know, and that's feminism. That's okay. But,
it is. I find.
You gotta minimize that. It's too distracting. Distracting. You can't. Sly's body. Sly Stallone.
That's Sly.
Young Sly.
Yeah.
I find strippers to be very interesting. That's the thing. Like you know, I've been to a couple strip clubs, and like, yeah, you do have that.
I've dabbled.
Well, you do have that thing, like. I gotta go in here. Like, this is what it is. You're so binary about it.
Right, but, a passage. What's mean?
Yeah,
right, man,
right,
just
right.
Like masculine.
They know what it is. I know what this is.
Right. I done that already.
I done it.
Yeah. So,
but like, you go in there. I think strippers are very. I haven't been to a strip club in a little bit, but I remember talking to this stripper about Mad Men. So I always started watching Mad. She had like a Mad.
She has good insight.
Like
you're saying strippers are the ones.
She had a Don Draper. She had a face like fucking John Hamm, like on her back.
Oh,
she was giving me. She had John Hamm tattooed on
I was
her
like,
back.
That's an interesting.
So like
a nice ass,
so
a couple of John Hamm.
That's what
on
I was gonna
back.
Say. Like you imagine having.
She was like, you gotta watch
coitus, if you will, doggy style, and then you just have John Hamm staring at you the
dude,
whole
it's
time.
It's weird.
It's incredible.
You are talking about Mad Men or Bush is in your face. It's like what the fuck.
Pretty much. I went to one in Vegas, like the crazy rhino, or like
you the know, crazy rhino.
Hey, the thing with strip clubs, there's always some crazy animal, dude.
Yeah, dude, there's a rhino in every city.
Yeah,
there's a spearmint rhino, a diamond rhino.
Yeah, dude. When you think of
jade rhino,
that's right, exactly.
When you think of strippers and you know carnal shit, you think of the rhino, my friend.
Well, it's funny you're
horny, dude.
Because you were talking about this.
Yeah, it's true.
You were talking about the spinning poles, you know?
Are they? I have no idea if they are.
So in Nebraska, inside the city of Lincoln, you couldn't be full nude, but you could sell beer. And then outside of the city of Lincoln, full nude and beer, right? So we would drive outside city of Lincoln, and they had the poles you're talking about, dude.
Yeah.
Except for theirs were fucking awesome. I don't know what was going on, but all these girls were super talented. They were like swinging around like helicopters. If they would have fell off like that chick we were talking about earlier, they'd have landed 12 feet in the crowd. I'm telling you, these women spun. It was fantastic.
3,000 RPM.
It was like an Austin Powers bit. You were like, what the fuck's going on? Yeah. You know what I mean?
You ever see them climb up and leave the pole and like hang onto a beam?
Yes, dude.
Like Eddie Vedder. Like Eddie Vedder crowd diving.
Damn. They do that at like circuses.
I get nervous for these girls.
Where they bounce on the trampolines and then they fucking catch a beam. You're like, what are you doing up there? Get down.
Yeah, you silly goose.
You're not supposed to be up there.
Like, dude, it's so realistically, they'll probably die of meth. But like, here's the thing. Like, yeah, if they're 100%. Like up there, I don't want them to die that way. That's fucking, that shit gets me nervous.
Like in the rafters? Is that
what you're saying? They hold on. They leave the pole up there.
This is a special club. This is a very special club.
This is probably less of a fear than. This probably happens less than you think.
This was at the parkour rhino.
That's insane. Yeah, I remember. There's one funny strip club story that I have where, like, I was into D&D.
Oh yeah, that sounds like a good strip club.
Designated driver?
No, like Dungeons and Dragons. So like,
I was going to watch my friends have fun and then just driving wherever they were. Going to Taco Bell, dude. It was pretty sick. I'm a level 3 designated driver, dude.
I think I was like 22 or 20 or something. No, I had to be like 22. I was over 21.
100% relevant though, right?
Yeah. Well.
Anyway, so I like went to a strip club and there was this like Russian dancer. So I got a lap dance. She like comes up. She's like, "You want dance? You want dance?" I was like, oh, "Okay, he's sure, like, yeah."
Duh.
Yeah, of course I do.
Duh.
Took me to the lap dance room. What is it called? Lap dance room. Whatever.
Yeah, whatever you want to call it. Private room.
Dance room,
yeah. Back room.
Which shouldn't it be? It is just a big room, right? Where other people are getting private dance.
Well, usually there's curtains and stalls.
Sometimes. Yeah.
As if I don't know, fucking some chicks grinding some other guy's dick right there.
Well, no, yeah. At least you don't have to watch. Like watching. This. Yeah.
There was a big one. I remember. I think the last one
imagine.
Last one I went to. It was just a big fucking room where everybody went in. And
I can believe that.
I don't want
to
look at
you pay for one, but you get to look at all that other shit.
Those are probably the ones where illegal stuff doesn't happen. I bet the ones with the curtains is where like chicks are doing illegal stuff. You know what I mean?
I work with a guy that used to got blown. Blown at a strip club, yeah.
How much did it cost him?
He said like $50. He's like with a condom on. I go, bro, no.
For $50?
$50 you getting licked on.
Ugh.
With a rubber on, dude. No thanks.
Not worth it.
I don't understand what that... Yeah, that's probably not going to...
And that's, she's this isn't the first time she's ever
also,
done that.
Also, she has to taste latex. That's, you know, she's just like.
That's a fucking trooper, though.
I don't want any part of that.
No, thanks.
Yeah, that's strange.
It's like a bad episode of Cops, dude. I'm not into that.
Blowing them?
Was it Cops?
What kind of Cops are you?
Cox is what he said. Cox. Cops, yeah.
Oh, chicks.
The episode of Cox that he was
it's
watching.
It's like, you know, whoring around. You know, they wear the condoms in the bad episode of Cops. Never mind.
That's what happened on Pittsburgh.
All Cops are wearing
condoms? Wasn't Pittsburgh, it was on Cops or not?
Yeah, but I haven't seen it. I don't know why I can't speak. I haven't heard anything about it.
There's a good Des Moines, Iowa one where the guy gets his car stuck on the railroad tracks, but it's not the guy, it's the cop. It's so funny. The cop chases the guy, gets his car stuck on the tracks, then he's got to be standing around being like, oh, God. And then, like, a train is coming, and they have to, like, get a hold of the dispatch to switch the fucking frog over so the train doesn't run over the guy's car.
I would have never known what that was called. Switch the tracks or we can switch the frog. Yeah, okay, guy. Now I know what that is.
You're picturing a big frog.
Well, you just leap over to the rails.
Yeah,
so that makes sense. Yeah.
New technology with just like a huge, like 6-foot frog.
Yeah, just picture it.
Wearing a conductor's hat.
Like, gulps it up, just walks it around.
Yeah, the WB frog. Right.
Thanks, Wendell.
Remember the WB
Hello,
frog?
Hello, baby. Hello, my honey. Mm-hmm. Hello, my ragtime. Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Yeah. That guy was awesome.
That cartoon holds up.
Yeah.
What does? The frog one?
Yeah.
I didn't know he had his own cartoon. I thought he was just like a side
Michigan
character.
Michigan J Frog. Michigan Jesus Frog.
Jesus. I don't like him now.
Me neither. But yeah, I was in the strip club into D&D.
Yeah, that's true. I totally forgot about your Dunkin' Donuts.
He's going to keep going with these D&Ds. He can't stop.
Anyway, went to the thing, and I didn't know what to say. Like, I just sat down. It is a kind of awkward situation.
Was this a curtains one or a big open one?
It was a curtains one. You get your own thing. And, she was dancing. I was like, you got to break the tension somehow because it is weird. It's like an unnaturalness to it.
No, all of it is unnatural. What do you mean?
Yeah.
All of it. Just that's a why niss, it's so
just
weird.
To it.
So well, what do you do? What do you? I'm a creep. Look,
there can
I'm
be
in
like,
here. What do you think I'm doing?
There can
I'm
be
lonely. What the fuck?
Look, as long as people want to be in there and want to be working there, you know, that's a happy meeting.
I am
you know?
Not
hey, man,
against it.
I don't believe that. I don't believe that don't most people are into it, dude.
You don't think that there are people who are mentally ill?
Oh, no. Yeah, I think people, 100%. But like,
I mean, they definitely can enjoy it.
But a woman who's into that. I can't imagine that was her first choice. What do you want to be, a princess? No, give me one of these fucking poles.
I know a girl who went
in. I should have had my puss. I'm
I know
seven.
A girl who went into the army, came out of the army.
I knew she was going to be a stripper, my little girl, from the moment. From the moment she fell and then she just started twerking. And I knew. I said, she's gonna make a lot of men very happy someday.
Exactly. Hey, yeah, you do spreads a sort of joy in the world.
Yeah.
I guess that's.
I've been friends, and I didn't even meet them through their stripperness with two strippers.
Yeah. My girl used to be a stripper.
Oh, see? There you go. What? There you go. Here you are talking all this schnaz.
I don't like it.
Do you think your girl's mentally ill, though?
No, yeah. Well, yeah, one.
Yeah, clearly. I mean,
two, though.
What the fuck? She signed up for this.
Two,
right?
Is that, like, she knew how fucking weird it was.
Yeah.
So, she didn't ask to get, like, she wasn't, like, girls, you're told to, like, if you want to make money, you fucking go up to guys, ask if you want private
dances. Yeah, you got to go
like,
out there and sell it.
She's like, I never did that. I never asked for private dances. She's like, I would go, and after she's like, after I would be done on stage, I would go over to, like, the, you know, they have those games, those games there. She's
no,
like,
I don't. What games?
You know, just the fucking bar games. How there's bar games.
No, I don't.
Like poker.
Like poker, or like, you know, it'll be
like
the find the difference
thing.
Game.
Yeah,
I
yeah.
literally thought there was like pinball.
That's
there.
What I don't know. See?
He went like this, like you were hitting the things?
Okay. Yeah, okay.
But she was like, I just want to, I would go over there and I would hopefully find an old guy that just wanted to play games.
Oh, smooth move,
and,
though.
Yeah. So and
that's what she tells him anyway.
Yeah, I know. That's what she tells me. And then she's like, oh, I just studied a whole bunch. And then why did she get in it? Because her grandma was about to lose property, so it doesn't even seem real. But
so she saved the farm.
She saved the farm.
Wow.
It wasn't a farm, but
she's
she did
a goddamn
save property.
American hero.
Yeah, man. Yeah, and then
she could do that for your family.
She not now, dude. She just fell down the stairs.
Not now, dude.
Started, got back up and started twerking, man.
Yeah. Yeah. I told her, I go, when are you gonna? When are you gonna?
It's still in ya.
She's never done any of that stripper shit for me. Not once. Not ever. Like, you know, where they fucking, where they're laying down on their back and they raise their legs up and then they shake their thighs.
I think that shit's
and
gross.
And then they fucking clap their
shoes together.
Gross.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah.
I go,
my ears.
I know. Who does that? Do you want to see your just meat shake around your thigh bone?
Good idea for
her
not
and
to
then
do
fucking,
that for you,
yeah.
Like, I don't know.
Well, she's the mother of my child now, so I'd prefer not to do that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, she's got to teach the kids first.
Yeah.
No, I think there's two types of girls.
Family business.
Family business.
They get strippers.
Got to pass it down.
I feel like it's either... You're trying to make money, like I'm sure, like your girl is like. There's like it's an outlet, and then you just do whatever. Or there's the girls that I've known, like one who was like, oh yeah, it's like super empowering because I'm like dominating like these guys and taking their money, but like they can never have me, even though like I'm giving the signs that like they could.
It's
like that's how you get assaulted.
It's definitely power, though.
Yeah, I guess.
Well, I mean, I mean,
of course it happens,
but it's like,
but,
oh, it does the assaulted thing. My girl would tell me all the time that she would like guys would fucking follow her out to her car.
Oh
yeah,
and you know, try to follow them home and get. You know, grab their ass, grab their tits, that you're not supposed to do.
Oh, yeah, no, it's
so,
it's
yeah,
weird.
It's dangerous.
No, it's
definitely dangerous.
Dangerous.
Fuck yeah.
For sure, yeah.
Yeah, dude, it's not a library.
Bro, like, they have regulars at strip clubs.
That's...
He just keeps licking his fingers and brushing her pussy like he's turning some pages.
Oh,
man,
my God.
I'm almost through this book. I'm halfway through it.
I had a friend offer to swipe his credit card before.
Who was that, dude? Stooch has a joke like that. Just kidding.
No, he actually did. Not only that, but this guy was pretty skilled ladies' man, and he had strippers begging him to go for a lap dance. They would offer him lap dances. He would put cigarettes standing on their butt on stage and stuff, and these girls afterwards would just come over and hang on him. I don't know. Man was a ladies' man.
I mean, well, that's some what they're supposed to do, by the way. Still, you're not even dispelling the myth.
I'm saying is I was sitting right next to him, also not giving her money, and no one showed me the attention.
Well, I would be manipulated. They knew he was weak-minded.
Yeah, that's the thing is he wasn't, though. That was the whole deal. It's like, they wanted, never mind, moving on.
Well, yeah, that's why I think, like, the more, they kind of are, like, they do represent, like, a seed, like, a underbelly of society, you know?
Well, we force it into the shadows for sure.
That's the thing, and that's probably not great. Like, probably the more like, hey, this is just a...
I never know what to think about that. It's not great bullshit. People are like, do we really want the drugs being in the shadows? You're like, I don't know. Maybe you do. Like, you know, like, it's not soccer, you know? It's not like, let's get the kids in an after-school heroin program, you know what I mean?
The argument is, like...
If they're in the dark, then they're going to miss their veins. They need to be out in the light.
I guess the argument is, like, the more... You know, they can like unionize. I agree.
There's good arguments for it, for sure.
Yeah, because it's probably going to happen.
Sex work
as society deteriorates.
Yeah, I don't understand. Like,
as it deteriorates,
it should. Everyone wants sex. Like, I don't got a fucking problem with it. Like, it's an exchange. Well, like, I want this. You're gonna give it to like
you're gonna give it to me.
You're gonna give it.
You're gonna give it to me.
No,
Mike,
like,
pay
you.
Want,
you want to give it to me?
Can we get a clean one here so I can make a soundbite?
Like, what's the fuck's the problem? Like, I don't understand it.
Yeah, you should get some.
Yeah, you're gonna give it to me.
There it is.
There you go.
There it is. Isolate. Isolate.
Yeah, place them up.
Deep down.
There, I marked it.
Nice.
So we started yet? Have we started?
I'm about to hit. Let's get the theme music going here.
No,
no. No. Actually, guys, we've done enough time. If you want to call it, we can.
I can do whatever. I can keep going.
Oh, I think I just ruined it.
Say 55, baby.
What the?
No big deal.
I can finish my...
Oh, we never did finish
D&D
your stripper
story.
Oh my
god!
I can't believe that
we
keep we keep hijacking the show. Yeah, yeah. Actually, you know what? Grab me another one of these Labatts, if I could.
Okay. Are them the mayonnaise?
Yeah, hell yeah, baby! That fucking going down smooth.
Why do you
too.
Do that though?
Because I'm not drinking until my vacation, which is coming up in like a week and a half.
When's your vacation?
I just said it.
Where I'm at?
Oh yeah, or you meant you weren't gonna fucking listen because you're impatient and you interrupt people.
No, the lights are left.
Only ML.
Only
dude.
Down to Miller Lights. That's that's for fucking Eric Heinle. Shout out to
like?
Eric
what's,
Heinle
what's
who ain't
like
here.
Dude?
That's right.
Give me one of them things. That, what is that?
That's dude? A Hams, baby. You want that one? Look,
that
you're
seems
si-
like it's from the si- 80s.
You're hams sitting in the
good.
Hams chair, buddy.
Born in the land of the sky.
All right, dude. Give me some ham, bro.
Ham's got one of the funniest names for a beer.
Slam some pork. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Appreciate that.
There's only one of them, so.
I even got you a koozie, bruh. Oh, Hams dude. Deserves it. It just Hams deserves a hug, you know what I mean?
This doesn't seem like a real beer that's from this century.
No.
Hams is actually Scott probably not water. From this century. I think it's 1865 or something
like
that.
Beer
does it say it on the front?
It does.
Yeah, that's right. I know my Hams.
They needed a beer after the Civil War.
Like, they're like, fuck it.
Bring on the beers, man.
Bring it on.
So, yeah, I'm in, I'm in the chair.
You're in the strip club with the Russian woman?
Yeah, yeah.
Da.
And she's giving me a lap dance. So, you know, break the tension. I'm like... I think she was like, I was clearly feeling weird or something like that. Like, yeah.
Like a human would?
Cause I
like any rational person.
I carried a bunch of like shit in my pockets, and I didn't know that was like bad form to like take out all the stuff for your
she's
pockets.
She's like, you're not even wearing sweatpants, you asshole.
Yeah, that's the thing.
Your keys are digging into my bag.
That's the thing. Yeah, so like, just, like take that, you know, take keys out and she'll like, put it
what'd
put
you
it
have
on.
In there?
I used to carry it like.
Do you have a metal detector in her pussy or something? You just empty your pockets. We're about to
guys
do
got
this.
Janitor set of keys, dude.
You know, I used to keep like Wikipedia articles. That was like weird because
like crumpled up.
Yeah, kind of. Wow. Like there's a Wikipedia article for like Helfer.
Okay.
Which was like, yeah, I'm Jewish, and like Helfer was a rank, and like the
you go, this might come in handy at some point.
Like Helfer was a
just
rank.
A little,
excuse me, guys.
Just a little lay the floor work here.
I'm yeah, Jewish. Helfer was a rank in like the Nazi military. It means like helper, so I thought that was funny.
Wait, it means like helper.
So you just carried it with you.
See, so that's what's so funny like, is your family probably like totally like served the Nazis, bro.
Oh yeah,
and then they renamed you. They're like, give that guy the Helfer name.
Well, I think it does mean like helper. But, yeah, I don't like the Nazis, but
what?
But like, what else did I keep in there? Like trinkets and shit like that. I was weird. I'm what they would call weird these days.
Okay.
Clinically.
Okay.
Sexual predator.
So she's rubbing up on your 20-sided die, and she's like, what the fuck?
Yeah, I did have a 20-sided die.
I nailed it.
D20.
Well, you never know, you know. You never know when you need a 1 to 20 randomness.
That's right, right. And we're like, pick a number between 1 and 20.
So she was like...
double digits.
Free lap dance.
Yeah. So she was like, what do you do? Like, how do you have fun normally? I was like, I couldn't think of that. I was like, I started playing Dungeons and Dragons. That seems interesting. She's like, oh, you like dragons. Oh, you like dragons.
So you were dragon.
And I'm like,
yeah, dragging his dick across your face.
Oh, yeah. She was like, oh, you like dragon. I was like, no, not really. I don't like dragons. It's just a rope.
You want to fuck dragon?
Basically, she was like, oh, you turned on my dragon. And I was like, no, not
Daenerys, right?
No, I'm more the dungeon type.
Come here, you hairy lizard man.
It was like she was just like, you know, I just kept going like, no, that's not the point of the game. It's not the kind of. And then she got up and she was like, started breathing like doing dragons. She like literally, she made horns. Yeah. She would make horns, and she was like, I am a dragon. Oh, you like this? You like this? And I was like, finally.
You just broke out laughing.
You fucking nutted.
They're
like, no.
She was like, you like it? And I was like, I actually do kind of like this. This is kind of nice.
This is awesome. Honestly, I think that's probably the perfectest lap dance for a Jared Helfer.
It was wonderful. Like,
if there was a menu and you could have checked that box, I think that's the one you would have went with.
Yeah. Like the most pathetic thing I maybe have ever seen in my whole life. It's like first time I went to a strip club. I was like 18 or something like that in like high school. And, you know, everybody's going to a strip club. And, you know, you're just going to have fun. It's crazy, you know. I remember like, you know, we're all just hanging out, you know, half hour in. There was this two dudes like being dragged away.
Okay.
Like going like, I didn't nut.
Oh, my God.
She didn't make me. That was like, they had to leave. It was the most pathetic. Like, it was the grossest thing I'd maybe ever seen in my
like
life.
Like an adult man was...
Yeah, he might have been like 23 or something like that. Like
they call that adult men, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was thinking like an older guy.
Yeah. No, but it was like, because you come in with those like expectations of like, this is how it is. And it's like...
That you nut? I would never just want to nut and fucking just have it in my pants.
That's what's creepy about it.
Sloshing around.
That's where it gets
I never
weird,
thought know? That people got to go and just...
People do that, dude.
That's fucked.
There's some guys who
know
with no hands.
I know that there are some people who do that, but I'm just saying that I did not think the rule of thumb was you come in, you get
because you don't know about it.
Yeah.
But if you go in like kind of like salient and just like, this is a fun, weird thing that we're all doing, you know, it's not that.
I'm telling you, I've had great times at strip clubs, but I'm not there for the strippers, as funny as it is. They're like the environment.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
They're
the environment that you're in, and you get to use that environment to make jokes with your friends and drink a lot, which is great.
Dude, I've like hung at, like, we've done that. Like, we've gotten like a thing at like a strip club, like a table or whatever, and then they come over, and we're like, we're not like trying. We know they're not going to take advantage of us because we're like, oh, like. You know, whatever else. So they just end up partying with us.
Yeah.
And just
there's usually
out, like,
one guy, though, that they can drag off. Like, if you're coming in with a group of guys, they'll fucking isolate one like a limp buffalo, you know? Like, get from the pack.
That's usually the sacrificial one.
Yeah,
there's always one in the group where you go, nah, dude,
he wants to change her ways. He wants to change her ways. Yeah. He wants to, like, change her fucking ways. Like,
you're better. She really likes me, man. She
really does.
I had a friend who didn't realize, the girl kept going, do you want me to keep going? Like, the song would finish, and he'd be like,
oh, yeah, fuck
yeah. Oh, of course.
Of course I want you to keep going. Why wouldn't you
cha-ching,
want
cha-ching,
you?
Cha-ching,
cha-ching,
cha-ching.
Six songs later, he comes out. And this was...
you learned that hard lesson.
This was at that bachelor party, because a girl I was going to tell you guys earlier, we knew a girl in high school, went to the military, got out in super fit shape, didn't need the money at all, just started tripping, and was a really level-headed chick. And she, like... hosted the party, you know what I mean? And she took us on a strip club tour because she knew all the people.
That's fucking sick.
It was great, dude. But so anyway, she had to cover him. because she's got buku bucks, obviously. Yeah. She's, but he came out and she's like, I guess I owe this girl $280. She's like, what the fuck?
She didn't give me a lap dance. She just did my taxes.
Dude, we were at a strip club at Penn State, like, for initiation for, like, the frat, like, for the new guys or whatever. We would take them all to a strip club and just, like, see, like, get them drunk and just see, like, how they acted.
Oh, yeah?
Women.
You want to get in here? Look at these girls naked, you idiot.
Yeah, well, but also, it would also was, like, to weed out fucking guys who were, like, creeps.
Gay guys, right? Yeah. Like, weed out gay guys is what you're saying. Yeah.
Don't ask them.
We don't want any goddamn gays like, guys in this frat.
Exactly. Unless we paddle them. But, like, real masculine.
Are you getting a boner after we paddle you? Get this fucking gay dude out of here, bro.
Exactly.
I told you he was
don't
gay.
Do that. Now we're all naked, but it's fine. Whatever.
Yeah.
Dude, and we
do Greco-Roman wrestling.
But that's normal.
There's an elegance. Cool.
It's not gay at all. We're just trying to make another guy submit, you know what I mean? Like, really dominate them. Yeah. It's not gay at all.
Nothing's weird about
it's
not, this.
Nothing's weird. My dick's in you. It's weird. Fine. Whatever. Hip to hip. Here's the thing. Yo, but we had a late, like a whatever, me and my friend were like looking at the stripper, and he's like, yo, Cindy, you're in my econ class.
Oh,
and she just
snap.
And she just comes out like, I'm not in your econ class. She's like, yes, you are. We were partnered in a group. And he's like, I'm not. He's like,
you're not
just,
getting it
he just
at
kept
all.
Doubling it down. He was hammered. And she's like, I'm not in your econ class. Like, stop being an asshole. He's like, okay, Cindy, I don't know what you want me to tell you. Anyway, can I get a lap dance? Because I'm really.
And it he's was, like, yelling across
her.
The room.
Her,
hey, guys,
so
guys, this
it wasn't
Cindy.
Her. It wasn't her.
Cindy Thompson.
That's what he was doing. That's what he was doing. He's like, Cindy, you're my econ class. And she's like, trying to do her thing. She's like, I'm not fucking Cindy.
Right,
like,
right, right.
Yeah.
She's trying to dance nude. Let the lady
no, we can
dance
find
nude.
Her down at...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that was terrible.
Let the lady dance, dude. That's let all I want
to
do.
She just wants to get them bills. You know what I mean? Dude, I went to a strip club here in Pittsburgh, and it was the worst design I've ever seen. The
Which
bar...
One?
I don't remember. It's probably maybe cheerleaders or something.
Cheerleaders?
But
it's
the worst...
The strippers are
there's
in
a,
the middle.
There's a bar around the stage.
Yep.
So you have to throw money over the bartender and make it land on the stage.
You
have to like crumple it into a ball. And then the poor girls have to afterwards crawl around on the stage uncrumpling bills so that they're stackable.
That's right.
Because they can't even carry them.
Like dragons.
It's the worst.
Oh man, it's so dehumanizing. They didn't just dance naked in front of a whole bunch of strangers.
Do you really need to?
Can you imagine how terrible that would be to unroll money?
Yeah.
Ugh, gross, dude. I'd rather spread my pussy lips in front of a bunch of strangers, dude. I'd rather show my asshole than fucking unfold a bill. Oh,
man, I'm trying to fucking wing it at their clit every time, dude. Every time, and I tell them,
dude. I went to
they jump
Mia.
And shit.
They're literally
Malkova
getting pelted
is.
With money.
Her?
It's terrible.
You're making it hail.
You ever drill a girl in the clit?
We're gonna make it hail in here.
You ever drill a girl in the clit with a fucking dollar? They're like, shit.
No, I've never, done that.
You should. They like it.
I went to this one strip club with my co-workers, dude, because there was a porn star that we all liked.
My fanfic.
Ooh, porn star strip club.
Yeah, you know who Mia.
Khalifa?
Yeah.
Blonde hair girl.
No, she's the Arab.
Arab.
No. Oh, that is Mia Malkova. That's
oh,
it.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
That other chick, Mia.
I don't know Michelle. In my defense, I don't know the other one.
She got she got discovered at a Taco Bell when she was working. Isn't that wild?
I thought that was Khalifa.
And she used to be fat.
That's Khalifa, yeah.
Yeah.
She used to be fat as hell.
I didn't know that. But anyway, we went there, and that Mia chick was there, and they put like a what do you want to call them? Like a tube? Like a funnel?
Yeah.
Like in her business.
No.
I swear. And we were people were shooting money trying to
coins?
Get money. I don't know. It wasn't like those mall things where you put the coin in and it just spins around.
Sakajawea's just rolling.
Okay.
Rolling.
This just reminded me, I don't know why I fucking brought this up. Y'all ever been to Thailand?
No.
Dude.
They
have to go.
They have prostitution. Yeah, it's fucking sick.
I like Buddhism as well.
Yeah, it's awesome. Everything's fucking dirt cheap. It's a joke. You're
lady
fucking,
boys.
You're like,
cool.
All right.
Yeah, right.
First of all,
lady boys
and,
in the world.
Okay. There, like, it's
He's like, first of all,
prostitution's,
lady boys,
prostitution's
yeah.
legal. And, like, the lady boy surgery is, like, very cheap, but it's done well. They're, like, hot, like porn.
Yeah, they're
star
like the
hot.
Brazilian butt lift of
yeah,
Lady
like
Boy.
You cannot tell the difference between like the chicks that are all done up and like the ladyboys that are all done up.
You can when they get behind you.
Exactly, but that's what my boy
when they
on the first
yo, boy tie.
On the first night we were there, my friend hooked up. Like my boy was wow. making out with them on the dance floor,
holy hell.
And we were like, "Yo, something's fishy over here because this guy never pulls girls." And he's like making out with her.
this guy never pulls girls.
And like, yeah, and we're like, "What the fuck?" So we're like, "Yo, like what's?" And he's like, "This, watch this." He's like, "Dude, look!" And he's like, grabbing her tits, and she's all about it. And we're, I'm like, "This is fucking bizarre." And then I'm like, "Yo, cup check her."
Oh,
so he's like, "Yeah, yeah, I got it." And he's like, real slick, like she's kissing him, and she goes like, "Yeah, yeah." He's like, spins around, and he goes, and she's like, "No!" And
oh,
fucking,
no.
She had a fat old dick.
Wow, dude.
That's
so sad. I've never seen a lady boy with a small dick. It's always one with hogs.
Fat, well, yeah. That's how they get hogs, famous.
Dude,
so.
But they have a thing called a ping pong show over there, and it's like famous. Like
yeah.
You just go to and the girls are strippers, and they just do tricks with their pussy. Like they call it a
wow.
ping pong show because they take a ping pong ball,
sure.
shove
yeah,
it in their
yeah,
pussy,
of course.
Shoot it out.
Yeah, the old...
But I'll step yeah. one further. They put darts in there,
oh,
and they started
blow
letting
dart.
Balloons go, and she would fucking cock her legs back like a fucking bazooka, like a wow. like a Gatling gun, and just go poof, and fucking shoot this jar out into the air and drill the balloon, and then let another balloon go, load it up.
Oh man! God. Now were the balloons standing still, or did a man release the balloon?
No,
that's important.
A guy released
moving
it. A moving
oh,
target.
Yeah,
I swear
yeah,
to God,
baby.
I'll take
right,
skills that you never need to know
okay.
for a thousand hours.
That's
then,
a strip club
then,
I'm going to
you
with the
see
boys,
how they play hockey,
sure.
dude. Here's the thing:
all the guys have eye patches there.
All their balloons.
Nah, that's our amateurs. Those are amateurs. They're not pros.
The grand ones stand facing.
That's a learning experience.
The grand finale.
Yeah.
This girl put a fucking live snake in her pussy.
There's no reason.
And it crawled out. And it crawled out.
That's not cool.
And it was like a
why
like
is that
a
finale?
Not the thin one, like a pretty thick one too.
No, dude, that's Asians for you, dude. Asians will put all kinds of bugs, octopus. I forgot that your lady's Asian.
Yeah, yeah.
I apologize.
All right, keep moving.
Hey, but either way, dude, they love shit that jiggles and squirms,
they
and they love putting inside of them, dude.
You know, it's funny. Like, why don't they realize? Like, oh, you could have just stood there and just kind of like danced on a pole. That's fine enough.
Right, right. We don't need the snake.
You don't need.
We don't need the beast gallery.
Yeah, the chick's the hottest chick. She stands. She's like, cool. Does she do anything else though? Like, what does she do? What does her vagina do? Nothing.
Yeah.
We're like, whoa.
You're just sad. Because they weren't hot. That was the saddest part.
Oh, wow.
Two, it was like
that makes sense.
That's a tragedy.
Yeah, it was like then they were just doing this weird shit.
Now for the talent show,
they were trying to hit targets with the ping pong balls, and then drilled the one chick missed, drilled the guy in the face with the ball that shot out of her pussy, and he just went and fucking ran out. It was
and that's where the coronavirus came from.
Yep. That's exactly
that's
where they came from.
Tell you.
That's yep. that's, yeah.
And that's
exactly.
where the cure is going to come from, too.
That's what they, yeah. They're already immune.
They call fucking
the ladies are already
they call
science.
Bat snatch and fucking
Thailand. Science with them.
Holy shit.
So cringe. Yeah, that's crazy.
You don't have
crazy.
To do tricks, dude.
How's that
ham's
treating you?
It's just like a regular beer.
Is that your first hams ever?
Yeah, dude.
See, that's what's great about hams. There ain't nothing wrong with it, and it's $13.99
for 30. No, what's great about this is it's always everyone's first hams. No one's ever had hams. They've only had it one time.
It's like $7 for 80 of them.
No, $13.99, 30 pack.
Fucking tastes like a pressure.
What's usually a 30 pack, though?
I have no clue, because I only buy hams.
$20, 25?
I have no idea. Nice one.
Should we end?
All right, that's it, guys. We did it. Another one in the bag. 992 BC in the rear view mirror. Thanks to Andrew Ezot, Corey Henderson, and Jared Helfer. No thanks to Eric Heinle, who was unable to make it. That's okay. We forgive him. He'll be in another time. We did have a request for a featured artist. Odd request, because I don't believe Corey smokes at all. But he did want a little Afro Man, so... Here it is. Baby, that's all we need. We can go to the park, tap the dog, smoke that tumbleweed. As the marijuana burn, we can take our turn. Singing them dirty rap songs. Stop and hit the ball like Cheech and Chong. It still takes from here to Hong Kong. So roll, roll. From way back in 2001. You know, I was always looking forward to the aughts, and no one called them the aughts. That was the only reason I was looking forward to them. Back in 2001, I was saying aught. You know how they know the song's old? There's seeds in their marijuana. If you guys had a good time today, feel free to tell a friend. We're working on word of mouth here. You know what I mean? We want people who want us. So don't tell any douchebags. Anyway, thanks for showing up, Reginald. You too, Regina. Let's let Afro Man take us out. Prejudice, Dad. That's the best damn pussy I ever had. I got a bag of weed and a bottle of wine. I'ma fuck them bitch just one more time. Go 45 and two zigzags. Baby, that's all we need. Come on. We can go to the ball, pat the dog, smoke that tumbleweed. And as the marijuana burn, we can take our turn singing them dirty rap songs. Stop and hit the bun like Cheech and Chong and sell taste from here to Hong Kong. So roll, roll, roll my joint. Pick out the seeds and stems. Feeling high as hell, flying through palm bells, skating on Dayton rims. Come on. So roll, roll the 83 Cadillac Coupe de Ville. Do they even sell Dayton rims anymore? I bet my cabby will. You guys don't know cars. What am I saying? She had green hair, but damn, she looked good. I took her to my house because she was fine, but she whooped out a dick that was bigger than mine. He's on. From Japan, never made love with the napkin. Story time. I fucked her once. What? I fucked her twice. Why? I ate that pussy like shrimp fried rice. Don't be amazed. The stories I tell you. Tell you. A woman in the heart of Australia had a big butt and big titties too. So I hopped in her ass like a kangaroo. See, I met this woman from Hawaii. Stuck it in her ass. I'm not interested in anyone's opinion of what I'm doing.
Same here.
About my work. Not because I'm thick-skinned, because I'm thin-skinned.
Totally.